Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Presented by Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2479, perhaps our last episode of the calendar year. We are so thrilled to have spent 2024 with you guys and ready to take on 2025 in a big way. So if you've got projects you're planning for the new year, now's a great time to reach out to us. Let's talk about it. Let's help set some goals. Let's solve some issues, some questions, some DIY dilemmas to get you moving on the project that's going to help you create your best home ever. So let's get to it. First up, when you are stuck inside all winter, getting fresh air is very important, perhaps more important than ever with all those windows closed. But you don't have to open the windows and let that cold air in to get it. We're going to share ways to make sure that inside air in your home is as clean as possible.
And also ahead, are you tired of feeling, well, tired? You know, for a lot of people, the shorter, darker, colder days can bring on a case of seasonal affect disorder, and that can definitely impact your mood and your focus and your energy. We've got easy DIY pick-me-ups that will help your spirit.
And we've got three handy hacks to help you deal with snow and ice this winter, including our recipe for a homemade de-icer you can mix up whenever it's needed.
But first, what's on your to-do list? Are you thinking about a project that you want to get done in the new year? Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all of those things, remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
So call us right now with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jennifer in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a rental house that is a basement home, and it has a concrete patio that is rather large, probably around 12 feet long by 8 foot wide. The house has been built several years ago, and over the course of time, the concrete patio has gotten pitted. It looks like from the use of rock salt to melt the ice and snow off of it. And I didn't know, just because of the size of the patio, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty costly to replace it. I didn't know if I had any other options.
Yeah, you do. And this is a perfect scenario for this. Quikrete makes a product called Concrete Resurfacer, and it's specifically designed for scenarios like this. You can apply this resurfacer to the entire slab, and it's designed to stick to it and fill in those pock marks and those little gaps, and it will give it a whole new look. It'll look like a brand new slab, but it will resurface it completely.
Wow, that's great. What is it called?
It's made by Quikrete, and it's called a concrete resurfacer. It's basically a blend of Portland cement and sand and polymers. And the polymers and the other additives basically set it up so it can stick to the original concrete. There is a preparation. You have to pressure wash it first to get it nice and clean. But once you apply this, you can basically squeegee it or trowel it on, and you can use a brush finish so it gets that nice sort of slip-resistant finish when you're all done.
That's great news. I didn't realize there was anything like that. So thank you.
Specifically designed for this project. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jesse in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So I have a question about the laundry pump setup that's in my basement right now. The current setup has our washing machine draining into a laundry tub, and the laundry tub drains into a sump pump that sits inside a bucket that sits just on top of the basement floor. And the sump pump pumps it up into the main drain line and extends out of the house. I've got my eyes on a new gray water pump that I'd like to replace the sump pump with. And the gray water pump has a vent location that says it has to be connected to a vent system for the pump to operate correctly. And so I'm wondering if that vent system, like, do I have to somehow connect that to the main vent stack in the house, or can I just hook up some sort of new vent system in the basement? I'm a little unclear on what to do with that aspect of it.
Okay, so first of all, the entire assembly that you just described to us is not done correctly. You know, you're not supposed to be draining laundries into sumps in any way, shape, or form. Your idea of putting in a gray water pump, however, is the right way to go. And then, of course, you would discharge the washing machine into that gray water pump. It would be float actuated, and it would lift the water up high enough to drop it into the main waste system for the house. And yes, it is supposed to be vented as well. And the vent would, in most cases, connect with the stack vent for the house, although there is a type of ball vent that could be used and not connect, where it would just let air in but not gases out. So there are two ways to do that.
Okay. The main vent stack in the house, it seems to be pretty much inaccessible. There is no opening that I seem to be able to tap into it. Can you tell me again what the other type of valve was that I can look for?
It's technically known as an air admittance valve, and basically it lets air in, but it doesn't, like, let gases out.
Okay. And so I can simply just have that exist in the basement space and not allow the pump to function properly.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have a small 8x10 outbuilding, and I'd like to use it for a craft shop, a craft studio, but I need to heat it to make sure the paint doesn't freeze in the winter. Also, I need it to, you know, be a functional temperature. So I'm not really sure how to go about that.
Okay, so first of all, can you get gas lines to this particular building so that you can use a gas heater?
That would be doable.
It would be doable. I mean, the other option is propane.
Propane, yeah. We're not allowed to have propane where I live in town.
Okay. So, I mean, if you can get natural gas lines run to that particular building, then what I would use is a gas furnace, and I would heat it the same way I would heat a house. Now, is it one open space?
Yeah, it's just a little tiny little building.
So if it's one open space, you can probably put a small wall heater, gas-fired wall heater in there, and insulate it as best you can, and I think that will be enough to keep it warm.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit. Happy almost New Year, everybody. You got some big plans for the weekend? What are you doing for the new year? You have anything fun and exciting happening? Well, whatever it is, we wish you all the best in this wonderful time of year. Coming up, does that stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? Well, we are going to share the best way that you can filter out those household contaminants like dust, allergens, and bacteria after this.
Is your roof ready for the harsh winter weather? Now is the perfect time to contact RoofMax for a free, no-obligation assessment and estimate. RoofMax, the nation's trusted leader in roof rejuvenation, offers a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. Their locally owned and operated installers provide expert, no-cost evaluations of your roof's condition. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free tune-up before treatment. They'll fix nail pops, secure loose flashing, seal cracks, and repair exposed nails, a value of $859, completely free. You know, I recently had a RoofMax treatment done on my mom's house, and I saw firsthand how well it worked. In a single application, RoofMax added 5 years of life to mom's roof. RoofMax also partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care find forever homes. So when you restore your roof with RoofMax, you're also supporting a child in need. To find a RoofMax installer near you, visit RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check.
Our top pick to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers three feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a wide variety of birds, and a large capacity, plus durable, wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use.
Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're looking ahead to the next one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great DIY advice and info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods. Francis in Michigan's on the line with a wood-burning stove question. What are you working on?
Oh, I was just contemplating installing a wood burner in a three-season room with a couple of sliding glass doors, and it would go in the corner, so one of the walls has a couple windows, you know, part way up that are like awning windows, and then on the other wall there'd be the stationary part of the sliding glass door, you know, in the corner, and I was thinking about maybe installing a wood burner in that corner. And I wondered if there's any restrictions as far as how far away from the glass you would have to put the stove.
Yeah, there's definite restrictions. Now, would that window be behind the stove or just kind of off the side of the stove?
Well, the stove would be in the corner sort of diagonally. The stove is actually not a very large wood burner. It's a Vermont casting one that I saw that you know, it's longer than it is wide, and it would sit in the corner, so the long part would come out into the room, and then it would be diagonally against the corners.
Okay, so rule of thumb that you need 3 foot of clearance between any part of that stove and the wall on both sides. You can build in a heat shield, which is sort of a shield that builds, stands away from the wall, and it creates sort of a convective loop where air moves behind it and keeps the wall cooler. Now, what I don't know is how this is going to impact your windows and your slider, because I really don't know exactly what the shape of the room is from your description. The other concern is I don't know if the slider has a vinyl frame. If it does, vinyl melts very readily when exposed to radiant heat, so you could melt some of the door of the frame. So I think you need to be really careful about the position of the stove. You need to follow the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, guidelines. So I would definitely get some advice from a professional on this that can actually see your physical setup and tell you how to accomplish this, because the rule of thumb is 3 feet. If you can keep 3 feet of space between the back of that stove and your slider or your window, I think you'll probably be okay, but I suspect that's going to really push it out in the room. Maybe you don't want to do that. So I think we have to figure out how we're going to meet the safety standards here without impacting the combustible parts of your house or the windows or the slider.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to just ask that question to you before I got too excited about doing the project, you know. And
you may be able to do it fine, but that's the issue. You start with 3 feet, and then you kind of work back from there depending on what kind of fire protection you can kind of build into it, Francis.
Consider the glass as the same as you would a regular wall.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially because of the vinyl frame around the window. I think ours is actually vinyl. So
yeah, you know, one burning pattern I always used to see in the years I was a home inspector was vinyl siding that was burned or melted because the gas grill was too close to it, or the charcoal grill was too close to it, and that radiant heat just reached across, you know, in some cases 5, 6, 7 feet and burned the siding, and you could see it all shrunk and melted. It has sort of a halo effect. So vinyl will melt pretty readily, and you definitely need to have the proper spacing there to make this work. Francis, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top 5 environmental risks to public health, and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you are thinking they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of air filter. So here are some options that you could be considering.
Now, to start, understand there are 4 types of air filters. There are flat filters. They're very basic. They're made from fiberglass. They typically need changing on a monthly basis. And while these capture dust, they really don't capture the kinds of contaminants that can make you miserable, like, say, allergens. Next, we have extended media filters, which uses a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge that cleans the air and does a much better job than the plain flat filters. Then there's full-on electronic filters. These units use a very high electrical charge to capture particles like a magnet. They're extremely effective on tiny particles and perform about 30 times better than flat filters. Finally, let's talk about UV filters, ultraviolet filters. These are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses, which is why these are the types of filters that most hospitals use to prevent disease.
Now, when it comes to installation, that's a job that really is best left to a pro, because they do need to be built into the existing HVAC system on that return side of the system. This way, the air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter, and of course, everything's going to operate much more efficiently.
So definitely worth looking into having the best possible filters on your house as we move into winter. It's going to make breathing so much easier to not be dealing with all that dust and those allergens as we're stuck inside.
Marilyn in South Dakota's on the line with a cabinet question. How can we help you today?
A galley kitchen is very small. We just live in a small ranch, but we put in quartersawn custom-built cabinets with the crown molding to the ceiling, the French cabinets up to the ceiling, and or European style. And so we're going to be putting the house on the market. And my husband and I are having a little debate because I want to take them out and bring them with. They're quartersawn, solid oak. And, you know, we put them in years ago where if we had to repeat this again now, it would be like 3 times the cost. And so I want to take them out, and I'm designing a new home. So, you know, I have the galley design sort of drawn in. And so we could put them basically in the same configuration with just a little bit more room on both ends for other living space. So I just wanted to get in your opinion on that.
Sure. I mean, why not? You can basically disassemble it the same way that you assembled it. You mentioned that you have crown molding on the cabinets all the way up to the ceiling. That'd be the place to start. And I would take the doors off, take the molding apart, take the doors off next, because you don't want to have to work on those cabinets with the doors on them. So I would take the doors off at the hinges, carefully pack them and store them and label them so you know which cabinet they go to. And then just start taking the boxes apart. Start with the wall cabinets and work your way down to the base cabinets. And, you know, the difficulty of the project is going to be, you know, totally based on how they put it together the first time. But hopefully you can get everything apart pretty quickly. With just some, you know, very gentle prying off of the molding and with removing of those cabinets the same way they were stem milled, they were probably screwed into the wall, you should be good to go. I would be careful that the wall cabinets are usually also screwed together, and so you may have to pull out more fasteners than you expect, but I certainly don't see any reason you can't disassemble them, especially given the fact that they're good quality cabinets and that you feel like there's a place for them in the new home.
I've been wanting to kind of call about this, but we weren't sure until we found out for sure we are going to be moving.
All right. Well, it sounds like we've got a plan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Carl in Idaho is on the line with a furnace question. How can we help you?
So I just bought a house in Idaho. I've been in it for 2 days now. The furnace is a gas Lennox furnace. It's like one of those high-efficiency ones where your air inlet and outlet are all PVC pipe. But the home inspector, when he inspected the house, he said, yeah, you have like a 97% efficient furnace, but you have 50% efficient air ducts. Because this house was built in 1950, I doubt they've done anything with them since. So my question is, what do I do to bring those air ducts up to an efficiency more compatible with the furnace I have?
Yeah, I mean, the solution to leaky ducts is to seal them, and it's very common that HVAC ducts, especially in an older house, are going to be very drafty and very leaky, so it was astute of your home inspector to pick that up. Now, shockingly, duct tape is not designed to do this. Duct tape is not designed for ducts because it'll dry out and fall off and not be very effective whatsoever. There is a type of tape called UL-181 tape, which is a tape that is designed for ducts, more expensive, of course, but the adhesive on it is not going to dry and crack. There is, however, another way to approach this where you seal the ducts from the inside instead of the outside, and there's benefits to that because you don't have to worry about getting to every single seam because it's going to happen by pressurization. That process is called AeroSeal, A-E-R-O-S-E-A-L, and essentially the way this works is they apply a material to the inside of the ducts that sticks to the gaps. Wherever there's leaks, it fills it in. Have you ever had a leaking radiator on your car?
Oh, yeah. I had one on my truck, yes.
And if you drop a can of stop leak in there, what happens is it finds the holes and plugs them. And this works the same way. It finds the holes in the ducts, the air leaks in the holes, and it plugs them. And it's a good quality product. You have to use their dealer. It's certainly not a DIY. There's a great video online where the guys at AeroSeal work with our friends at This Old House and did sort of a complete sealing job and then before and after testing to see how well it worked. And it was pretty effective. So I would take a look at AeroSeal as one option. And then beyond that, you could think about doing some of this duct sealing on your own. Just use the right kinds of materials. You can use that UL-181 tape. There's also a duct mastic, which is kind of like a putty or a paste that you can use to seal ducts. But, of course, that's a lot of work as well. And remember, you got to get to every single seam.
Right. And if you can't find them, you can't reach them, then you can't get to them. But if it goes on the inside, it will do it automatically. So I don't have to have my grandson crawl through the ducts.
Crawl through the ducts?
He would like to.
No.
He probably would never come out.
I'm sure he would, but I wouldn't recommend
no.
it.
All right. Well, you've been most helpful. I appreciate it. And I got a lot of little things to do in this house, but that was one of them I wanted to get knocked off. And I was hearing you a couple days ago when I was driving across country in the truck. I was hauling my stuff. And so I thought to call.
All right. And you thought, well, if you got some questions on the new house, you knew who to call. And, Carl, I'm so glad you did. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, are you feeling the winter blues? When we come back, we're going to have a few small improvements to help lift your spirits, so stick around.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope that you are enjoying this very special time of the year. And as you think about the year ahead, if you've got a project you'd like to get done, now is a great time to reach out to us with those questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm calling for my son. He purchased a home. Okay, he has two kitchens. okay, that he wants to insulate. They're outside, you know, outside wall kitchens. The house is over 100 years old. It's perched high. It's a coastal home, right? The washer and dryer on the first floor, and it shimmies a little bit. The walls, we took down a couple of the walls. We noticed they're similar to cabin walls. They are horizontal planks. They're spaced, okay? And they do have a couple of nail holes due to poor insulation. No, I'm sorry, poor vinyl siding. Okay, during the winter, we also noticed that the heat is very challenged. You can actually see your breath. How do we insulate these walls?
So you have a really old house, 100 years plus, and you've got some very cold walls that are cold rooms that are so cold you can see your breath. So there's a couple of things. We have to start at the beginning with this. Is this a one-story house or a two?
It's a two-story house. In fact, both kitchens are on the same side of the house and one above the other. And the kitchen on the first floor, not only does it have the washer and dryer and shimmies the floor somewhat, but it has a dirt basement.
So the kitchens are on top, stacked on top of each other. First of all, we need to, when you're trying to evaluate how much insulation the house has and trying to make it as warm as possible, the easiest and the most important place to start is the attic. And you're in Connecticut, so you need 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation across the floor of that attic. And if you don't have that much, then you're wasting a lot of heat. So you've got to really insulate the attic. Now, if you've got some insulation, that's great. You could add more to that on top of it. You want to use unfaced fiberglass bats and then stack them side by side.
Okay.
Now, the other thing to look at is the type of heating system you have in this house. Is it forced air or is it hot water?
Oh, it's electric.
Oh, it's electric. Yeah, no, even more reason to make sure that place is well insulated. Did he get a home inspection done when he bought the house?
He said he did. I wasn't here. I'm here now. I'm freezing. That's why I called. You know, I wasn't in his state. I happened to come in to help him out with whatever and to find out it's really poorly insulated.
All right, look. You got a lot going on with this house. I can only sort of poke around on this from a distance, but I would say that if you have a cold, uncomfortable house, you have insufficient insulation and probably insufficient heat. Now, the insulation is the easiest, quickest, fastest thing you can fix, and you can start in the attic. You know, insulating exterior walls is rather difficult because they're already built, although there are ways to do that. But since this is a new house for you guys, and since you say your son had a home inspection, the next call I would make would be to my home inspector, and I would ask him to revisit the house with you guys together because you're having some pretty serious problems with it, and you're hoping that maybe he can give you some advice and, you know, in a nice sort of way, why didn't this come up on the inspection as well? So I would do those two things because you need more information to determine what's going on with this, but I can tell you for certain you don't have enough insulation. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for many people, the shorter and colder days bring on a case of the blues. That's called seasonal affect disorder, and it can definitely impact your mood and your focus and your energy. If that sounds familiar, here's one reason to smile. Many folks find that a few easy changes to your living space can spruce up your home and your spirits.
So first, let's talk about your lighting. One reason that sad impacts your mood is because of your body's response to a lack of lighting. So for ways to improve the lighting in your home, update the light bulbs and remove or reduce window treatments to allow as much sunshine as possible to get in. You can even pick up a UV light that simulates natural sunlight. That can be really helpful in brightening your mood.
Now, you also might want to consider planting an indoor garden. Colorful flowers or herbs, they really can go a long way towards improving your physical and mental health. You just want to make sure that you choose a location that gets plenty of sunlight, since most veggies need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight each day to grow and thrive.
And a pick-me-up for your front door or your entranceway can definitely raise your spirits before you even step inside. So we're talking about polishing the hardware or swapping out a new doormat. Small changes that go a long way. New paint, or maybe even a new door altogether, can bring even more freshness to your space.
And finally, don't forget to please the most powerful of your senses, your sense of smell. Citrus scents are known to energize and rejuvenate, and jasmine and grapefruit can ease depression and sadness. You want to use oils, incense, or candles to add those beautiful fragrances to your living space.
For more great ideas to spruce up your home for winter, check out moneypit.com.
Chris in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling about a leak in a copper pipe that is coming from the boiler in the basement up and running along the ceiling of the living room wall and into the radiator, which sits in the bathroom. And right in the ceiling in the living room, it's dripping about one drop per minute, and we're emptying the bowl. And I had a fellow look at it. He said that there is a leak where the two pipes are connected, and it's called a 90.
Right. That's a 90-degree bend, okay.
Yes, which is something I did not understand. And then he said he would be back to repair it and hasn't come back yet. The boiler is also working, but, you know, we have to kind of watch the water and the pressure in it.
Do you have a hot water system or a steam system?
It's a hot water boiler.
So it probably has an automatic feed valve that puts more water in if it starts to get low. Do you know if that's the case?
No, I think we turn the valve in the basement, and it adds water.
Well, you certainly have to have it fixed, unfortunately. To do that, they're going to have to drain the boiler off to below where that leaking joint is, and then the plumber can go in and repair it and then refill the boiler. So you're definitely going to need to have your plumber or your heating contractor come out, come back and take care of that. If this guy is ignoring you now, you're going to have to call somebody else. Maybe he got busy.
All right, yes. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, have you ever noticed that when a storm hits, the store shelves are already bare of those essentials like de-icers and shovels? We're going to share three handy hacks to get you through this winter. Coming up.
You live in a money pit.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and here is a new item for your to-do list. Guys, add this to your New Year's list of things. Join us every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of the Money Pit Podcast. We're available at moneypit.com/podcast, but also on your favorite pod platforms.
Well, winter storms can pop up suddenly and quickly, and when that happens, it may be hard to find what you need to stay safe and clear the mess. So we've got three hacks to help. First, one of the most difficult situations to get out of is a car stuck in the snow. You know, the tires can spin endlessly, but with no traction, you're not going anywhere fast. So here's a way to avoid that. Keep a bag of kitty litter or birdseed handy. If you spread this under the tire, it can actually help improve traction and get you out of a jam.
Now, de-icers are also a good thing to keep on hand, especially for your car's windshield. Now, you can make your own de-icer from 1 teaspoon of a grease-fighting dish detergent like Dawn, 1 teaspoon of rubbing alcohol, and 1/2 gallon of warm water. You can also mix up a bigger batch of this to use on your driveway, walkway, even your windshield to prevent those wet surfaces from freezing over. And you can use this before the storm to keep the ice from bonding to hard surfaces.
Now, if you've got a shovel that's not so great, here's a hack that can help stop the snow from sticking to it. Just spray your shovel with cooking spray or lubricant like WD-40. It is one of the 1,001 uses, by the way, for that product. That'll make the snow slide right off and actually make shoveling a little bit easier for you. So there you have it. Some quick hacks to get you through the next storm.
Jeannie in Ohio's on the line with a crud question. What is going on at your money pit?
My friend, I'm afraid that her... It seems like her apartment may be making her sick.
Well, what are you seeing?
She has central air. She has COPD 2 weeks after they change a filter, if they get around to it. They're dirty again, and she's been, like, vacuuming them off and wiping around them with bleach water and stuff like that. And she said out of the vents also there's, like, a brown something or the other that she doesn't know what it is, and I don't know. She doesn't know if it might be mold.
She has an apartment or she has a house? What kind of a place is it?
One-bedroom apartment. She lives with her son. She's in her late 50s and he's in his early 30s.
Right. And it's a forced air heating and cooling system, so it's gas-fired or what?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously the landlord needs to address this. And what I would tell you to do first would be to have somebody look at the duct system and really look at the apartment for sources of mold. The problem is that landlords aren't motivated to find mold because that means they got to fix it up. But a good mold inspector could detect it. It's hard to figure out what's coming out of these ducts, and certainly the filter needs to be changed on a regular basis. And if you have a better quality filter, this filter comes with a wide range of qualities, but if you have a good quality filter, that's going to do a pretty good job of trapping most of this. But you shouldn't be seeing a constant source of substance coming out of those ducts unless, you know, they're dirty and need to be cleaned. So that's kind of one thing that comes to mind. You say that the house might be making her sick. Does she get better when she leaves the place, or does she just not leave it? Is she there all the time?
It seems, well, she's been in the hospital a couple times with bronchitis and other kinds of stuff that are breathing. I think I told you she has COPD.
Well, no, obviously there could be a lot of things that are causing her distress, but I think eliminating the apartment as one of them would at least make her feel better. I would have it inspected thoroughly by perhaps a home inspector or a mold professional to look for signs of it, because there are a lot of different places in a house where air quality can be impacted. You know, carpets can hide dust mites and allergens, and, you know, different types of molds can form under appliances. There's just a lot of places. And so if you get really suspect that there could be something of the mold nature going on there, I would have it inspected by a pro and figure out, you know, what's there.
Yeah, she talked about, like, an air purifier, but I said, if your system is dirty, I'm afraid it would fight each other.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to add more filtration to this. I want you to inspect and determine if there's a problem that exists. Then you can talk about the best way to clean it. So, you know, keep throwing money out of this. Get the information. Figure out what's going on or maybe not going on, and then you can put your mind to rest. Yes, having a good quality filter in your HVAC system is important. There's a website, by the way, called filtereasy.com that I like, because you can sign up for a subscription service for filters. They end up being less expensive than they are in the store, and you just sign up once, and then they'll send you a new filter, like, on whatever frequency you need, probably every about 3 months, and when it shows up, you just pop it in, so it'll always be clean. You mentioned that she was always vacuuming. You know, if you don't have a HEPA vacuum, one that is a high-efficiency vacuum, you could be redistributing that dust to the air. So there's just a lot of ways that the air could become contaminated, and you really need to look at this holistically, not just at one duct at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the filter what.com?
FilterEasy.com. Yeah, check it out. It's a great way to make sure your filters are always replaced when they should be.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Jeannie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here this busy holiday weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up, you want to let your kids help with projects around the house? Well, we've got some tips for teaching home improvement to those youngsters in this week's edition of My Last Word. So stick around.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Trevor wrote into Team Money Pit and says, mice are coming into my home via the street sewer system. I thought I had fixed the problem 8 years ago by fixing small holes in the foundation, but they are back.
Well, listen, Trevor, if you ever thought you could mouse-proof or rat-proof your house by sealing up small gaps, well, forget it, because mice only need the space as small as a nickel, and rats need a space about twice that size to find their way into your home. So things you can do, you want to avoid nesting sites like stacks of newspapers and cardboard boxes. You want to secure your storage. Don't put, like, dog food on the floor of the garage. Keep the house clean and use rodenticides. These are poisons designed to eliminate mice and rat infestations. They are highly effective if you use them properly. If you've got pets, just make sure you use them inside a lockable bait station.
All right, good luck, Trevor. Keep those little mice out of your place and send them packing.
Well, do you want to let your kids help with projects around the house? Leslie's got tips for teaching home improvement to youngsters in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie? One time I let my kids help when I was doing a painting project, and they spilled a whole gallon of paint down the stairs.
That'll teach you a lesson, mister. I mean, come on. Things do happen, and you do want to get your kids involved with stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff going around the house, and kids do show interest, so why not encourage them to be more helpful? If you get them involved when they're young, they're definitely going to, you know, expand on these life skills, be able to take care of their own home, maybe even do the laundry by themselves. We'll see. I'm still working on that with some of them here in my house. So here's a few tips to get those little guys going. First of all, select that project together, whether it's an easy fix-it project or an improvement job, or even an opportunity to redecorate. Every DIY project is a valuable chance to learn. You can plan and shop together, talk through the project, think about what you need to buy, get them involved in the online shopping of supplies as well. This is a great way to talk about budgeting and spending and really come up with a plan and try to stick to it. You also want to let those kids help. You know, your kids' age and the complexity of that project is kind of determine which tools they can safely handle, but there's always a way to get them involved, even if it's just keeping them busy with a few simple items or just even kid-sized tools so that while you're working the complicated stuff, they can be nearby working on something less difficult. Remember, anything that you do with them is going to instill confidence and a can-do attitude, which is going to be valuable to them as they go on with their lives. I think my dad is completely responsible for me doing what I do because we couldn't rearrange our rooms without drawing an accurate floor plan. I mean, graph paper was a necessity in our house. So if you wanted to move something around, you had to draw a plan to scale. And that's pretty much what I do every day of my life. So thanks, Pop.
It's amazing. I mean, my parents are responsible for what I do because to get me out of their hair, they used to give me a can of nails and a block of wood and a hammer and let me bang, bang, bang. Somehow I didn't damage my fingers in the process, so I guess they thought that was natural and ended up going into construction. But listen, you know, it's really important to get the kids going early, especially today because there's no education, there's no shop classes, and we're all moving into houses that were built the same for the last couple hundred years. So give them a start. Give them a start in the trades just by letting them know, letting them see how you work with paintbrushes and tools and things of that nature. It really is going to make a difference in their lives. It has for us. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for being a part of our program, for being a part of our year. We wish you the best for the days, the weeks, and the months ahead. Coming up next time on the Money Pit, which I think is going to be in 2025. If you hate setting foot on cold floors first thing in the morning, we're going to talk about radiant heat because that could be a great solution. We'll highlight two systems that can work for both new and existing homes on the very next edition of The Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more.
We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm on tape. Law enforcement officials say the man who rammed a truck into a New Year's crowd has suspected bomb-making materials at his home and reserved the rental vehicle used in the attack weeks earlier. Officials say Shazmuddin Jabbar purchased a cooler and gun oil before the attack. It killed 14 people and injured dozens more. Authorities still investigating his motives and how he carried out the attack. He was killed by police. Doctors say alcohol is a leading cause of cancer, a risk that should be clearly labeled on drinks. Keith Peters has more on the story.
That's the word from U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Murthy's advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. About 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases, according to his advisory. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carry warning labels about the risk of birth defects when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. But Murthy's proposed label would go even further, raising awareness about the risk for cancer, too. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at townhall.com, new Senate Majority Leader John Thune is kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster, saying in his first floor speech as leader that his priority will be to ensure the Senate stays the Senate. More details from Bernie Bennett.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
You'll find more news, analysis, more stories, and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
The new administration
heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
International airline investigators are meeting in Brazil to evaluate causes of the deadly Christmas Day plane crash. We hear more on the developing story from correspondent Charles Della Desma, reporting from London.
Brazil's Air Force says that several of its investigators are working with colleagues from three other nations to analyze data from the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed in Kazakhstan on December 25, killing 38 people. Azerbaijan claims that the Embraer 190 jet made in Brazil was unintentionally shot down by Russia. Brazil's Air Force says in a statement that nine foreign investigators have gathered with its own experts at its Center for the Probe and the Prevention of Air Accidents in the capital, Brasilia, to work on data extracted from the airline's black box and other tools. I'm Charles Villanesma.
You'll find more on this story, plus headlines, other news, more analysis when you log on to townhall.com.
A deadly attack in New Orleans will have no impact on scheduling for the college football playoff semifinals. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
The college football playoff won't swap kickoff dates and times for the Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl to give Notre Dame more time between games. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey had asked the CFP if it would be possible to switch up the schedule because Notre Dame will have a shorter turnaround than Penn State heading into next Thursday's Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish's quarterfinal game in New Orleans was postponed by one day because of a deadly terror attack. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN that they won't flip the games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the central part of the country and moving east. Blizzard conditions likely in Kansas and Missouri before heading eastward. Hazardous travel conditions through the weekend in a number of states. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
People struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand. And many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Every child deserves the best teachers, facilities, and academic programs to set them up for success both now and in the future. At Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania, we make that a reality for children from qualifying families who are looking for greater opportunities. Milton Hershey School enrolls students from pre-K through 12th grade from across the United States to live and learn on a beautiful state-of-the-art campus with all costs covered. Students who are accepted to Milton Hershey School have access to a top-tier education along with health care, meals, housing, and fully funded career pathways to pursue whatever they're passionate about, from performing arts to internships to coding. Students can even accrue up to $95,000 to continue their education after high school thanks to the generosity of chocolatier Milton Hershey and his wife, Catherine. Are you looking to set your child up for success or know a child who could benefit from Milton Hershey School? Learn more at mhskids.org/admissions.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello,
I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
What if I said you could have your home continuously cleaned, even when you're not there? Well, that's exactly what happens with iRobot's Roomba Combo J9 Plus Robot Vacuum. Warren Fernandez from iRobot has the details.
It can be both a vacuum and a mop. It is capable of doing both at the same time, and it's capable of cleaning your entire home. I would say the most central thing to its design is what we call an auto-retract mopping system. When the robot is running around, let's say in vacuum-only mode, it's actually got a mop pad that is sitting securely on top of the robot. And the reason that's important is it's keeping this mop away from your carpets and rugs. But the moment it detects a carpet or a rug, this mopping pad is capable of deploying or coming back up on top of the robot.
Find out more at iRobots.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us, and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Money Pit is presented by Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2479, perhaps our last episode of the calendar year. We are so thrilled to have spent 2024 with you guys and ready to take on 2025 in a big way. So if you've got projects you're planning for the new year, now's a great time to reach out to us. Let's talk about it. Let's help set some goals. Let's solve some issues, some questions, some DIY dilemmas to get you moving on the project that's going to help you create your best home ever. So let's get to it. First up, when you are stuck inside all winter, getting fresh air is very important, perhaps more important than ever with all those windows closed. But you don't have to open the windows and let that cold air in to get it. We're going to share ways to make sure that inside air in your home is as clean as possible.
And also ahead, are you tired of feeling, well, tired? You know, for a lot of people, the shorter, darker, colder days can bring on a case of seasonal affect disorder, and that can definitely impact your mood and your focus and your energy. We've got easy DIY pick-me-ups that will help your spirit.
And we've got three handy hacks to help you deal with snow and ice this winter, including our recipe for a homemade de-icer you can mix up whenever it's needed.
But first, what's on your to-do list? Are you thinking about a project that you want to get done in the new year? Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all of those things, remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
So call us right now with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jennifer in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a rental house that is a basement home, and it has a concrete patio that is rather large, probably around 12 feet long by 8 foot wide. The house has been built several years ago, and over the course of time, the concrete patio has gotten pitted. It looks like from the use of rock salt to melt the ice and snow off of it. And I didn't know, just because of the size of the patio, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty costly to replace it. I didn't know if I had any other options.
Yeah, you do. And this is a perfect scenario for this. Quikrete makes a product called Concrete Resurfacer, and it's specifically designed for scenarios like this. You can apply this resurfacer to the entire slab, and it's designed to stick to it and fill in those pock marks and those little gaps, and it will give it a whole new look. It'll look like a brand new slab, but it will resurface it completely.
Wow, that's great. What is it called?
It's made by Quikrete, and it's called a concrete resurfacer. It's basically a blend of Portland cement and sand and polymers, and the polymers and the other additives basically set it up so it can stick to the original concrete. There is a preparation. You have to pressure wash it first to get it nice and clean. But once you apply this, you can basically squeegee it or trowel it on, and you can use a brush finish so it gets that nice sort of slip-resistant finish when you're all done.
That's great news. I didn't realize there was anything like that. So thank you.
Specifically designed for this project. All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jesse in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So I have a question about the laundry pump setup that's in my basement right now. The current setup has our washing machine draining into a laundry tub, and the laundry tub drains into a sump pump that sits inside a bucket that sits just on top of the basement floor. And the sump pump pumps it up into the main drain line that extends out of the house. I've got my eyes on a new gray water pump that I'd like to replace the sump pump with. And the gray water pump has a vent location that says it has to be connected to a vent system for the pump to operate correctly. And so I'm wondering if that vent system, like, do I have to somehow connect that to the main vent stack in the house, or can I just hook up some sort of new vent system in the basement? I'm a little unclear on what to do with that aspect of it.
Okay, so first of all, the entire assembly that you just described to us is not done correctly. You know, you're not supposed to be draining laundries into sumps in any way, shape, or form. Your idea of putting in a gray water pump, however, is the right way to go. And then, of course, you would discharge the washing machine into that gray water pump. It would be float actuated, and it would lift the water up high enough to drop it into the main waste system for the house. And yes, it is supposed to be vented as well. And the vent would, in most cases, connect with the stack vent for the house, although there is a type of ball vent that could be used and not connect, where it would just let air in but not gases out. So there are two ways to do that.
Okay. The main vent stack in the house, it seems to be pretty much inaccessible. There is no opening that I seem to be able to tap into it. So can you tell me again what the other type of valve was that I can look for?
It's technically known as an air admittance valve, and basically it lets air in, but it doesn't, like, let gases out.
Okay. And so I can simply just have that exist in the basement space and not allow the pump to function properly?
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have a small 8x10 outbuilding, and I'd like to use it for a craft shop, a craft studio, but I need to heat it to make sure the paint doesn't freeze in the winter. Also, I need it to, you know, be a functional temperature. So I'm not really sure how to go about that.
Okay, so first of all, can you get gas lines to this particular building so that you can use a gas heater?
That would be doable.
That would be doable. I mean, the other option is propane.
Propane, yeah. We're not allowed to have propane where I live in town.
Okay. So, I mean, if you can get natural gas lines run to that particular building, then what I would use is a gas furnace, and I would heat it the same way I would heat a house. Now, is it one open space?
Yeah, it's just a little tiny little building.
So if it's one open space, you can probably put a small wall heater, gas-fired wall heater in there, and insulate it as best you can, and I think that will be enough to keep it warm.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit. Happy almost New Year, everybody. You got some big plans for the weekend? What are you doing for the New Year? You have anything fun and exciting happening? Well, whatever it is, we wish you all the best in this wonderful time of year. Coming up, does that stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? Well, we are going to share the best way that you can filter out those household contaminants like dust, allergens, and bacteria after this.
Is your roof ready for the harsh winter weather? Now is the perfect time to contact RoofMax for a free, no-obligation assessment and estimate. RoofMax, the nation's trusted leader in roof rejuvenation, offers a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. Their locally owned and operated installers provide expert, no-cost evaluations of your roof's condition. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free tune-up before treatment. They'll fix nail pops, secure loose flashing, seal cracks, and repair exposed nails, a value of $859, completely free. You know, I recently had a RoofMax treatment done on my mom's house, and I saw firsthand how well it worked. In a single application, RoofMax added 5 years of life to mom's roof. RoofMax also partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care find forever homes. So when you restore your roof with RoofMax, you're also supporting a child in need. To find a RoofMax installer near you, visit RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check.
Our top pick to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a wide variety of birds, and a large capacity, plus durable, wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use.
Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're looking ahead to the next one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great DIY advice and info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods. Francis in Michigan's on the line with a wood-burning stove question. What are you working on?
Oh, I was just contemplating installing a wood burner in a three-season room with a couple of sliding glass doors, and it would go in the corner, so one of the walls has a couple windows, you know, part way up that are like awning windows. And then on the other wall, there'd be the stationary part of the sliding glass door, you know, in the corner. And I was thinking about maybe installing a wood burner in that corner. And I wondered if there's any restrictions as far as how far away from the glass you would have to put the stove.
Yeah, there's definite restrictions. Now, would that window be behind the stove or just kind of off the side of the stove?
Well, the stove would be in the corner sort of diagonally. The stove is actually not a very large wood burner. It's a Vermont casting one that I saw that, you know, it's longer than it is wide, and it would sit in the corner, so the long part would come out into the room, and then it would be diagonally against the corners.
Okay, so rule of thumb that you need 3 foot of clearance between any part of that stove and the wall on both sides. You can build in a heat shield, which is sort of a shield that stands away from the wall, and it creates sort of a convective loop where air moves behind it and keeps the wall cooler. Now, what I don't know is how this is going to impact your windows and your slider, because I really don't know exactly what the shape of the room is from your description. The other concern is I don't know if the slider has a vinyl frame. If it does, vinyl melts very readily when exposed to radiant heat, so you could melt some of the door of the frame. So I think you need to be really careful about the position of the stove. You need to follow the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, guidelines. So I would definitely get some advice from a professional on this that can actually see your physical setup and tell you how to accomplish this, because the rule of thumb is 3 feet. If you can keep 3 feet of space between the back of that stove and your slider or your window, I think you'll probably be okay, but I suspect that's going to really push it out in the room. Maybe you don't want to do that. So I think we have to figure out how we're going to meet the safety standards here without impacting the combustible parts of your house or the windows or the slider.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to just ask that question to you before I got too excited about doing the project, you know. And
you may be able to do it fine, but that's the issue. You start with 3 feet, and then you kind of work back from there depending on what kind of fire protection you can kind of build into it, Francis.
Consider the glass as the same as you would a regular wall.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially because of the vinyl frame around the window. I think ours is actually vinyl. So
yeah, you know, one burning pattern I always used to see in the years I was a home inspector was vinyl siding that was burned or melted because the gas grill was too close to it, or the charcoal grill was too close to it, and that radiant heat just reached across, you know, in some cases 5, 6, 7 feet and burned the siding, and you could see it all shrunk and melted. It has sort of a halo effect. So vinyl will melt pretty readily, and you definitely need to have the proper spacing there to make this work. Francis, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top 5 environmental risks to public health, and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you are thinking they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of air filter. So here are some options that you could be considering.
Now, to start, understand there are 4 types of air filters. There are flat filters. They're very basic. They're made from fiberglass. They typically need changing on a monthly basis. And while these capture dust, they really don't capture the kinds of contaminants that can make you miserable, like, say, allergens. Next, we have extended media filters, which uses a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge that cleans the air and does a much better job than the plain flat filters. Then there's full-on electronic filters. These units use a very high electrical charge to capture particles like a magnet. They're extremely effective on tiny particles and perform about 30 times better than flat filters. Finally, let's talk about UV filters, ultraviolet filters. These are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses, which is why these are the types of filters that most hospitals use to prevent disease.
Now, when it comes to installation, that's a job that really is best left to a pro because they do need to be built into the existing HVAC system on that return side of the system. This way, the air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter, and of course, everything's going to operate much more efficiently.
So definitely worth looking into having the best possible filters on your house as we move into winter. It's going to make breathing so much easier to not be dealing with all that dust and those allergens as we're stuck inside.
Marilyn in South Dakota is on the line with a cabinet question. How can we help you today?
A galley kitchen is very small. We just live in a small ranch, but we put in quarter-sawn custom-build cabinets with the crown molding to the ceiling, the French cabinets up to the ceiling and or European style. And so we're going to be putting the house on the market. And my husband and I are having a little debate because I want to take them out and bring them with. They're quarter sawn solid oak. And, you know, we put them in years ago where if we had to repeat this again now, it would be like three times the cost. And so I want to take them out. And I'm designing a new home. So, you know, I have the galley design sort of drawn in. And so we could put them basically in the same configuration with just a little bit more room on both ends for other living space. So I just wanted to...
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Well, I don't have to have my grandson crawl through the duct.
Crawl through the ducts?
He would like to.
No.
He probably would never come out.
I'm sure he would, but I wouldn't recommend
no.
it.
All right, well, you've been most helpful. I appreciate it. And I got a lot of little things to do in this house, but that was one of them I wanted to get knocked off. And I was hearing you a couple days ago when I was driving across country in a truck. I was hauling my stuff. And so I thought to call.
All right. And you thought, well, if you've got some questions on the new house, you knew who to call. And, Carl, I'm so glad you did. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, are you feeling the winter blues? When we come back, we're going to have a few small improvements to help lift your spirits, so stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Each day, an estimated 22 veterans take their own life. But an area group is doing its part to try and reduce that figure in the Joplin, Missouri area. If it's the 22nd day of the month, you'll find Steve Pendergraft working the phones trying to save lives. John, how are you? This is Steve from the Post. We're just calling to check on you, see how you're doing this month. Steve is the Senior Vice Commander at VFW Post 5293. If there's anything we can do for you, we want to be sure that you know. If you need anything, we're here for you, said Pendergraft. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms,
and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear, and in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope that you are enjoying this very special time of the year. And as you think about the year ahead, if you've got a project you'd like to get done, now is a great time to reach out to us with those questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm calling for my son. He purchased a home. Okay, he has two kitchens. Okay, that he wants to insulate. They're outside, you know, outside wall kitchens. The house is over 100 years old. It's perched high. It's a coastal home, right? The washer and dryer are on the first floor, and it shimmies a little bit. The walls, we took down a couple of the walls. We noticed they're similar to cabin walls. They are horizontal planks. They're spaced, okay? And they do have a couple of nail holes due to poor insulation. No, I'm sorry, poor vinyl siding. Okay, during the winter, we also noticed that the heat is very challenged. You can actually see your breath. How do we insulate these walls?
So you have a really old house, 100 years plus, and you've got some very cold walls that are cold rooms that are so cold you can see your breath. So there's a couple of things. We have to start at the beginning with this. Is this a one-story house or a two?
It's a two-story house. In fact, both kitchens are on the same side of the house and one above the other. And the kitchen on the first floor, not only does it have the washer and dryer and shimmies the floor somewhat, but it has a dirt basement.
So the kitchens are on top, stacked on top of each other. First of all, we need to, when you're trying to evaluate how much insulation a house has and trying to make it as warm as possible, the easiest and the most important place to start is the attic. And you're in Connecticut, so you need 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation across the floor of that attic. And if you don't have that much, then you're wasting a lot of heat. So you've got to really insulate the attic. Now, if you've got some insulation, that's great. You could add more to that on top of it. You want to use unfaced fiberglass bats and then stack them side by side.
Okay.
Now, the other thing to look at is the type of heating system you have in this house. Is it forced air or is it hot water?
Oh, it's electric.
Oh, it's electric. Yeah, no, even more reason to make sure that place is well insulated. Did he get a home inspection done when he bought the house?
He said he did. I wasn't here. I'm here now. I'm freezing. That's why I called. You know, I wasn't in his state. I happened to come in to help him out with whatever and to find out it's really poorly insulated.
All right, look. You had a lot going on with this house.
I can only sort of poke around on this from, you know, from a distance, but I would say that if you don't have, if you have a cold, uncomfortable house, you have insufficient insulation and probably insufficient heat. Now, the insulation is the easiest, quickest, fastest thing you can fix, and you can start in the attic. You know, insulating exterior walls is rather difficult because they're already built, although there are ways to do that. But since this is a new house for you guys, and since you say your son had a home inspection, the next call I would make would be to my home inspector, and I would ask him to revisit the house with you guys together because you're having some pretty serious problems with it, and you're hoping that maybe he can give you some advice and, you know, in a nice sort of way, why didn't this come up on the inspection as well? So I would do those two things because you need more information to determine what's going on with this, but I can tell you for certain you don't have enough insulation. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for many people, the shorter and colder days bring on a case of the blues. That's called seasonal affect disorder, and it can definitely impact your mood and your focus and your energy. If that sounds familiar, here's one reason to smile. Many folks find that a few easy changes to your living space can spruce up your home and your spirits.
So first, let's talk about your lighting. One reason that sad impacts your mood is because of your body's response to a lack of lighting. So for ways to improve the lighting in your home, update the light bulbs and remove or reduce window treatments to allow as much sunshine as possible to get in. You can even pick up a UV light that simulates natural sunlight. That can be really helpful in brightening your mood.
Now, you also might want to consider planting an indoor garden. Colorful flowers or herbs, they really can go a long way towards improving your physical and mental health. You just want to make sure that you choose a location that gets plenty of sunlight, since most veggies need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight each day to grow and thrive.
And a pick-me-up for your front door or your entranceway can definitely raise your spirits before you even step inside. So we're talking about polishing the hardware or swapping out a new doormat. Small changes that go a long way. New paint, or maybe even a new door altogether, can bring even more freshness to your space.
And finally, don't forget to please the most powerful of your senses, your sense of smell. Citrus scents are known to energize and rejuvenate, and jasmine and grapefruit can ease depression and sadness. You want to use oils, incense, or candles to add those beautiful fragrances to your living space.
For more great ideas to spruce up your home for winter, check out MoneyPit.com.
Chris in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling about a leak in a copper pipe that is coming from the boiler in the basement up and running along the ceiling of the living room wall and into the radiator, which sits in the bathroom. And right in the ceiling in the living room, it's dripping about one drop per minute, and we're emptying the bowl. And I had a fellow look at it. He said that there is a leak where the two pipes are connected, and it's called a 90.
Right. That's a 90-degree bend, okay.
Yes, which is something I did not understand. And then he said he would be back to repair it and hasn't come back yet. The boiler is also working, but, you know, we have to kind of watch the water and the pressure in it.
Do you have a hot water system or a steam system?
It's a hot water boiler.
So it probably has an automatic feed valve that puts more water in if it starts to get low. Do you know if that's the case?
No, I think we turn the valve in the basement, and it adds water.
Well, you certainly have to have it fixed, unfortunately. To do that, they're going to have to drain the boiler off to below where that leaking joint is, and then the plumber can go in and repair it and then refill the boiler. So you're definitely going to need to have your plumber or your heating contractor come back and take care of that. If this guy is ignoring you now, you're going to have to call somebody else. Maybe you got busy.
All right, yes. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, have you ever noticed that when a storm hits, the store shelves are already bare of those essentials like de-icers and shovels? We're going to share three handy hacks to get you through this winter. Coming up. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy, running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Red Ink Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Red Ink Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Sources of mold. The problem is that landlords aren't motivated to find mold because that means they got to fix it up, but a good mold inspector could detect it. It's hard to figure out what's coming out of these ducts, and certainly the filter needs to be changed on a regular basis. And if you have a better quality filter, this filter comes with a wide range of qualities, but if you have a good quality filter, that's going to do a pretty good job of trapping most of this. But you shouldn't be seeing a constant source of substance coming out of those ducts unless, you know, they're dirty and need to be cleaned. So that's kind of one thing that comes to mind. You say that the house might be making her sick. Does she get better when she leaves the place, or does she just not leave it? Is she there all the time?
It seems, well, she's been in the hospital a couple times with bronchitis and other kinds of stuff that are breathing. I think I told you she has COPD.
Well, obviously there could be a lot of things that are causing her distress, but I think eliminating the apartment as one of them would at least make her feel better. I would have it inspected thoroughly by perhaps a home inspector or a mold professional to look for signs of it, because there are a lot of different places in a house where air quality can be impacted. You know, carpets can hide dust mites and allergens, and, you know, different types of molds can form under appliances. There's just a lot of places. And so if you get really suspect that there could be something of the mold nature going on there, I would have it inspected by a pro and figure out, you know, what's there.
Yeah, she talked about, like, an air purifier. But I said, if your system is dirty, I'm afraid it would fight each other.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to add more filtration to this. I want you to inspect and determine if there's a problem that exists. Then you can talk about the best way to clean it. So don't, you know, keep throwing money out of this. Get the information. Figure out what's going on or maybe not going on, and then you can put your mind to rest. Yes, having a good quality filter in your HVAC system is important. There's a website, by the way, called filtereasy.com that I like, because you can sign up for a subscription service for filters. They end up being less expensive than they are in the store, and you just sign up once, and then they'll send you a new filter, like, on whatever frequency you need, probably every about 3 months, and when it shows up, you just pop it in, so it'll always be clean. You mentioned that she was always vacuuming. You know, if you don't have a HEPA vacuum, one that is a high-efficiency vacuum, you could be redistributing that dust to the air. So there's just a lot of ways that the air could be contaminated, and you really need to look at this holistically, not just at one duct at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the filter what.com?
FilterEasy.com, FilterEasy.com. Yeah, check it out. It's a great way to make sure your filters are always replaced when they should be.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Jeannie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here this busy holiday weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up, you want to let your kids help with projects around the house? Well, we've got some tips for teaching home improvement to those youngsters in this week's edition of My Last Word. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Skyrocketing energy prices have caused people to do what? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 34% of people have cut back or skipped spending on necessary expenses to pay their electric bill. This government involvement and increased regulation continues to drive the prices even higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1468.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Trevor wrote into Team Money Pit and says, mice are coming into my home via the street sewer system. I thought I had fixed the problem 8 years ago by fixing small holes in the foundation, but they are back.
Well, listen, Trevor, if you ever thought you could mouse-proof or rat-proof your house by sealing up small gaps, well, forget it, because mice only need a space as small as a nickel, and rats need a space about twice that size to find their way into your home. So things you can do, you want to avoid nesting sites like stacks of newspapers and cardboard boxes. You want to secure your storage. Don't put, like, dog food on the floor of the garage. Keep the house clean and use rodenticides. These are poisons designed to eliminate mice and rat infestations. They are highly effective if you use them properly. If you've got pets, just make sure you use them inside a lockable bait station.
All right, good luck, Trevor. Keep those little mice out of your place and send them packing.
Well, do you want to let your kids help with projects around the house? Leslie's got tips for teaching home improvement to youngsters in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie? One time I let my kids help when I was doing a painting project, and they spilled a whole gallon of paint down the stairs.
That'll teach you a lesson, mister. I mean, come on, things do happen, and you do want to get your kids involved with stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff going around the house, and kids do show interest, so why not encourage them to be more helpful? If you get them involved when they're young, they're definitely going to, you know, expand on these life skills, be able to take care of their own home, maybe even do the laundry by themselves. We'll see. I'm still working on that with some of them here in my house. So here's a few tips to get those little guys going. First of all, select that project together, whether it's an easy fix-it project or an improvement job or even an opportunity to redecorate. Every DIY project is a valuable chance to learn. You can plan and shop together, talk through the project, think about what you need to buy, get them involved in the online shopping of supplies as well. This is a great way to talk about budgeting and spending and really come up with a plan and try to stick to it. You also want to let those kids help. You know, your kid's age and the complexity of that project is kind of determine which tools they can safely handle, but there's always a way to get them involved, even if it's just keeping them busy with a few simple items or just even kid-sized tools so that while you're working the complicated stuff, they can be nearby working on something less difficult. Remember, anything that you do with them is going to instill confidence and a can-do attitude, which is going to be valuable to them as they go on with their lives. I think my dad is completely responsible for me doing what I do because we couldn't rearrange our rooms without drawing an accurate floor plan. I mean, graph paper was a necessity in our house. So if you wanted to move something around, you had to draw a plan to scale. And that's pretty much what I do every day of my life. So thanks, Pop.
It's amazing. I mean, my parents are responsible for what I do because to get me out of their hair, they used to give me a can of nails and a block of wood and a hammer and let me bang, bang, bang. Somehow I didn't damage my fingers in the process, so I guess they thought that was natural and end up going into construction. But listen, you know, it's really important to get the kids going early, especially today, because there's no education, there's no shop classes, and we're all moving into houses that were built the same for the last couple hundred years. So give them a start. Give them a start in the trades just by letting them know, letting them see how you work with paintbrushes and tools and things of that nature. It really is going to make a difference in their lives. It has for us. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for being a part of our program, for being a part of our year. We wish you the best for the days, the weeks, and the months ahead. Coming up next time on the Money Pit, which I think is going to be in 2025, if you hate setting foot on cold floors first thing in the morning, we're going to talk about radiant heat because that could be a great solution. We'll highlight two systems that can work for both new and existing homes on the very next edition of The Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back in studio here in 2025. We have a lot to discuss, being the series of events and the normal transition of power, which is always newsworthy. This hour, Emily Campagna will be joining me in studio, and Governor Sununu, now former governor of New Hampshire. That's going to be interesting too. So we got a big hour coming your way. Also, we expect to get a lot of breaking news throughout the show as we look into two simultaneous investigations on the New Year's Eve attack. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You know, words as much as weapons do shape history. We're seeing a president who talks a lot, but doesn't have the will to do anything about it. We're going to get somebody back who's resetting American dominance in the world for the American people.
Yep, make them fear us as we talk about the Biden-Trump transition. That's what immediately has to happen. Our allies must stop taking us for granted. Our enemies must begin to worry about what we will do next.
Number two.
You can pull all my fingernails out. You can shove bamboo up in them. You can start cutting off my fingers. I am not voting for Mike Johnson tomorrow. And you can take that to the bank.
Good job, Tom Massey. Man, I respect you. That really takes a lot of guts. Show me you have learned something. The speaker vote today. Will Republicans blow up Johnson like they did McCarthy? I say not only should they keep Mike, but also change the rules to make it hard to oust Mike. I'll explain.
Number one.
Initially after 9/11, the FBI was everywhere looking. They caught those guys in upstate New York by doing that human intelligence. But they've pulled back over the past several years, and they need to put that back into place.
Congressman Mark Green, a veteran, New Orleans attacks and Las Vegas explosion seem like separate events now as more facts come out about these terrorist acts. Why I believe we have to go back on the 2001 terror watch mindset. And that's really what I think. I mean, first off, I'll tell you what we know now. No, this guy, Shamsuddin Jabbar, New Orleans terror attacker. Number one, he acted alone. They were wrong about that. Number two, there is no connection to Las Vegas. They did plant IEDs, two of them, I guess time devices to further foment the terror. His goal was also to hit them twice, run over as many people as possible, and then have a second attack plan. And that was get out shooting with a rifle. And he had it. This is what ISIS talks about. They write about. This is what they foment. That's what they wanted. So he did exactly what they wanted. I hope he's happy. He's dead. Innocent people's lives are ruined. Their loved ones are forced to pick up the pieces. They also found two laptops in his Airbnb. They found a bomb-making station in his trailer. He lived in a dilapidated, horrible community over in Houston. He has two ex-wives, not making child support payments, near or at bankruptcy, served in the military. You see him driving around. I'm sure we're going to see video of him spying the route and the blocks and where to leave the IEDs and the way he was able to. The other story is where he was able to beat New Orleans security means. I mean, these bollards were supposed to sit and block vehicles from going up and down roadways when you decided you wanted to block it and when you wanted to block the sidewalk. They had them in place in 2017. They stopped working in 2019. And they said, did security experts, a private firm, first page of the New York Times today, said, you got to get these things to go up and down. And the problem was, believe it or not, I know it sounds like a joke, but the beads that they throw out off the balconies on Mardi Gras just about every day, and they got into these bollards. So they broke them. They were getting them fixed by the Super Bowl. Not really good enough. What was happening in Las Vegas? It turns out this 19-year veteran, they call him a Rambo-like war fighter. He's been in Afghanistan twice, Tajikistan, Ukraine, stationed in Germany, special operator. I guess, according to reports, personal life a mess. His wife, he remarried twice, and evidently they had a fight. They broke up. Next thing you know, he's going to Turbo. He's renting a car. And he's using that car, that Tesla Cybertruck, to blow up in front of the Trump Hotel. Believe it or not, they say he was a big Donald Trump fan. Here's the FBI Deputy Assistant Director, Christopher Wray. Cut one.
14 innocent victims were killed in this senseless attack, and at least 35 are injured. First and foremost, let me be very clear about this point. This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
Look, I'm not the one who said it wasn't a terror act. To me, of course it was a terror act. I was shocked when they came out with the initial assessment that said this is not a terrorist act. Which, look, I know you can't have it both ways. You can't want quick answers. And when they give you answers that turn out wrong, be critical. But I can say when you come out and say, instead of just saying, we don't know who did this and what was behind it and the motivation, they came out and said this is not a terrorist attack. I don't know why they say that. One thing is clear, and I know it's not possible to stay on the 9/11 footing, looking around the corner for every next bin Laden wannabe. But we got to go back to focusing on the Islamic threat that's here. I mean, it's happened in New Zealand, happened over in Germany. We see it happens in France. This is what they want. This keeps them going, keeps money flowing. And have other people say, well, this is success. I think I could be a big deal. I could go into Mighty America and start blowing things up. Cut three.
We know that he specifically picked out Bourbon Street. Not quite sure why. I mean, I think one can assume that it was lots of people, New Year's Eve, with a target for an attack. That's the stuff in the coming days as far as that path to radicalization that we're really going to be digging into and making a priority of. So what I can tell you right now is that he was 100% inspired by ISIS.
All right. Why? I don't know. Nothing else? You know, I heard two things. He got a half-brother that said they were born Muslim. He's got another brother that was quoted in the New York Times yesterday and said he was born a Christian and converted, went over to Egypt. You know, the one thing that comes to mind that we always found out through our intelligence apparatus, through our operatives, Homeland Security, as well as the Department of National Intelligence, the CIA, when you go over and you travel over to places like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, any places like Pakistan, failed states like Afghanistan, Syria, they watch you. And they light up. And when Egypt, they got bad sections to Egypt. They're worried about their own people. They know they got a terrorist problem. This guy evidently is going over there. If he's hanging out with terrorists, there was a time in which the intelligence apparatus in Egypt would tell ours. Did they just not do it? Have we just not shown any interest? Have we not kept those relations going? Are they mad because of the actions of Israel in the region? I don't know. Here's Tom Cotton, cut eight.
This terrorist appears to have been radicalized well after he left the army, but it is the case that sometimes bad apples slip through the system in our military. Remember Nadal Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter from about 15 years ago. However, the Biden administration for 4 years has stuck its head in the sand to the threat of Islamic terrorism. If you recall, President Biden and the Director of National Intelligence and the Secretary of Defense have all said the biggest threat we face is from racially and ethnically motivated terrorism, specifically white supremacist terror. They launched a witch hunt in our military to try to find all these apparent white supremacists in our military, and they could barely find any at all. Most of what they found were criminal gang members. It's just another example of the misplaced priorities of this administration.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to change. It doesn't mean every administration is going to prevent every terror attack. But you got to put things in place to minimize the chances of it happening. We watched Christopher Wray repeatedly over the course of the last 3-4 years talk about the worry, how many of crossing on the FBI terror watch list on our southern border, the worry they have overseas, and they finally struck twice in the same night. So Emily Campagno joins me in a moment before she joins Outnumbered later on, and then Governor Chris Sununu, big hour, so glad you're here.
This is the best of Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore.
I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart, HEB, and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A police officer who helped save a stranded driver in Georgia makes the Dean's List. The incredible moment was caught on body cam footage and shared by the Gwinnett County PD and shows Lieutenant Cheek assisting a woman on the road who had run out of gas. The driver was frustrated because not only did she have an empty tank, she didn't have money to fill up her car. The first thing the officer did was push her vehicle out of the roadway to make sure no one was going to hit her. And then he filled up her gas tank to make sure she got home safely.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. I'm the chief.
The woman was overcome with such emotion and can be heard on the video saying, "Am I allowed to hug you?" Officer Cheek and the woman embraced, and she said how grateful she was for his service and his kindness.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you do the same.
Yep.
Officer Cheek from the Gwinnett County PD, you make today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. Four to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go for the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Sammy Hagar, who is bringing his 2024 summer tour Best of All Worlds to Las Vegas for a 9-show residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM.
I kept getting off the offers to go back out on tour this summer, and I'm going, you know, I don't know if I can do that again. You know, that was hard work, all that touring. We played 33 cities, and I'm going, because it really is harder for me to perform and sing at my age. You know, I'm not a spring chicken here, so I thought, well, what's the easiest thing I can do? And then we got this offer for Vegas. I said, I'm in.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer will reunite with his bandmates, Michael Anthony, Joe Satriani, and Kenny Aronoff.
This is only 5,000 seats, so that's going to be unique in itself, that the person, there is no bad seat. There's no one way in the back with binoculars, and we got big screens anyway. So that's one of the things that I think is going to make it so special.
There will be career-spanning hits and more.
But the songs we're trying to squeeze in this time are deeper tracks that will replace every other night.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Show like no other is Brian Kilmeade.
This is why getting President Trump's cabinet in is so important. Mm-hmm. We need Governor Noem at DHS. We need Cash Patel at FBI. We need Pete Hegseth at DOD. This is an across-the-government look. Marco Rubio at State, and of course, Ratcliffe at CIA and Gabbard, Tulsi Gabbard at DNI. That has to be in place day one, guys, because this is a moment in transition of vulnerability, and President Trump is going to project, because he is a leader of strength, the narrative that we project on day one will be just important, and that's having our people in place.
Right, and people are worried naturally about the transition and the gap in power and people getting used to it, but Mike Waltz does say he's getting great cooperation from Jake Sullivan. Joining me now is Emily Campagno, fresh off a three-hour visit on Fox and Friends, filling in for Ainsley. And then you said, Brian, I need to talk to you again. And I said, only on radio or television or some type of medium. And we agreed on this.
My favorite was tossing to America Reports instead of Newsroom, because that's the show I tossed to after Outnumbered. I apologize to Newsroom. It was so fun being with Kilmeade all morning. And then bonus right now. Thanks for having me.
So you have Outnumbered coming up at noon.
Yes.
Right. Do you have any idea what you're leading with?
We are leading with the speaker vote,
okay,
which is that's set to begin at noon. And
so,
go
ahead.
It's a big story today. I mean, the reality is that our legislative body can't function, cannot do anything. They are all still just simply speaker-elect and congressman-elect until they elect the speaker. And we've been discussing all morning sort of the holdouts and what that means. But the reality is that there's only one vote that can stray. And this is the time to show unity. This is the time to show up for the American people.
We've never seen margins this small. I just wonder if they think about 6 months from now, 7 months from now. Is everything going to come down to, Tom Massey, he's not going to want to do this. Mm. Or, the Freedom Caucus, that's where the rubber hits the road. Tim Burchett, so we're going to be dealing with constantly when I think you and I are from team sports. And you say to yourself, I got to give this one up here, or I'm going to go in and fight behind the scenes, try to push and pull, promise down the line. But if you're going to come out and go, I'm not voting for it, I have no patience for you. If this is not my style, my everything. But the one thing that, and I asked Jim Jordan this, so can you get regular order? Can you just do your appropriations bills through the committee where people feel empowered, and then they're done, they hand it out, and then you go negotiate with the other side?
Totally. And that's such a great point that you say, because at the end of the day, all of these individuals are representing us. They're representing constituents. You have to ask yourself, with all of that type of sort of petulant behavior and the holdouts at this pregame phase, who is that serving? To your point, who is that serving? Is it a team sport or is it an individual sport? Because last time I checked, this moment, the Massey, the whole, that is not serving certainly the American people and certainly the GOP, which right now we have the chance to do so much. So why don't we get off on the right foot rather than exhausting us like last year? Last year was unacceptable.
I hear you. Mike Waltz, who's just speaking right now, one of the few that can speak on the new Trump team. And he's saying, I don't care if he's using it. Use this to push the Senate to confirm these people.
Yes.
I mean, to get the Treasury in place, to get all the people he just mentioned, John Radcliffe at CIA, Tulsi Gabbard, get it out there. I think Pete starts off first, I believe, on the 8th, 8th or 9th, we're going to see Pete's testimony. And then they take another day if they need it. And then they're going to go vote. And then, just a lot of it is going to be the minorities just saying, I'm not going to be around Friday, can't do it on Friday, can't do this, or we're going to put this on the side, we're going to do this first. And that delay hurts the country. I think for both sides, Republicans didn't do it as bad as Democrats, but I think it hurts.
I agree. And I think the flies in the ointment that can't be allowed to fester. We've talked a lot about the bad habits that have been allowed to cultivate and foment during this current administration. And I think this kind of thing needs to be nipped in the bud. And that's where collaboration, that's where, again, that sports analogy, where your teammates step in and say, get in line right now. This is not the fight that we are paid to do. Not yet. There's a fight coming up. Believe me, the next 4 years are going to be a fight, especially the next, I would say, year and a half really is when they're going to be demonstrating the potential right now. So take that fight to the mat, and then that you have unity on either sides, rather than for some reason these flies in the ointment being allowed to have so much power unfettered.
So I got to ask you about, one of the guys that's emerging, I think he's going to be a real factor, is Mark Wayne Mullen, Oklahoma. The president really likes him. He does a lot of his heavy lifting. Here's what he's saying. When people start giving Republicans a hard time about RFK or Tulsi or Pete, this is what he says, keep in mind. Cut 29.
What's aggravating to me is these same Democrats that are sitting there complaining, saying that these cabinet picks and these director picks aren't qualified, are the same people that literally put in beat Buttigieg over the Secretary of Transportation. His only qualification was to be mayor. And then they put Rachel, who is the assistant secretary inside the HHS, who it can't figure out what pronouns mean. And these are the same people that put Sam in place, the one that was picking up luggage off a carousel, not once but twice, and was arrested for it. These are the same people that confirmed these Democrats are the ones that confirmed those individuals, and they're saying that Tulsi Gabbard, who is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army right now, isn't qualified.
And it's a joke, right? I mean, it's about Rachel Levine.
I love when representatives come out and so succinctly and perfectly encapsulate exactly what's happening, because he's exactly right. And not to mention the vice president, who only had certain offices but no experience to speak of whatsoever. And, of course, there was a mutiny that all of a sudden put her in place for the presidency for this election over Biden. He's absolutely right. And I think the other alternative to that, other than those virtue signaling who just wanted to check boxes, is the establishment. You know, so you want the old guard in there? Here's the reality. Everyone is going to always find fault with everything happening on the GOP side. But the indicator here is giving them actually something to talk about. And the reality is all of these nominations do not have anything. So let them gripe, because the confirmations are going to go through. But it can only happen based on what we were just talking about a moment ago, which is that unity. So I feel, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that I expect arrows to come from across the aisle, whether it's founded or not. But I don't expect arrows to come from within our side of the aisle. This is not the time to have infighting, not the time to have that petulant sort of flanks resisting.
Ready for a non-sequitur?
Yes.
We were talking about the level of noise in restaurants. Yes. This one local story in New York City, these people are so upset, they signed a petition to put the decibel level before you go into a restaurant. It always bothers me. I don't want to go there because you can't talk. If you're going out with friends, why go? You feel the same way.
Yes. One of the restaurants that was on the list that sort of set this off is one that we talk about all the time, saying someone offers to go there, say, no, it's too loud, it's too loud. It is truly prohibitive. And in the fall and the spring, we can eat outside. It's not a big deal. But in the winter and in the summer, we don't have as much choice. Nothing is more agonizing than trying to go out to dinner with your family and you can't hear anything and you're screaming and then you're paying New York prices.
Right.
I mean, just it's literal agony, the whole thing.
But this is the most unexpressed complaint I think I've ever heard.
Yes.
Right?
But everyone knows it.
Everyone knows, but we don't talk about it.
Totally.
I feel good having talked about it. Right?
I feel great. Also, it's the kind of thing that I think we're not asking every restaurant to install soundproof foam. What we're asking is just to know ahead of time.
So
what's
go.
Wrong with that transparency, right?
Right.
It's like Yelp.
Right.
Or decibels.
Yelp for noise.
Yeah.
Yelp, yes. Yelp should include that as part of the rating.
Totally.
A little loud. Went to Nashville 3 weeks ago. We walked out of two restaurants because the band. I'm not scouting bands. I can't sign them. I can't book them in anything. So you got to either lower it or I have to leave.
I feel like this conversation is tell us you're old without saying you're old. Both of us are complaining about noise and bands. No one wants to invite us over ever
down.
Again.
I think we helped America.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fast Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And the interesting thing about Republicans is they tend to represent their districts more. I think Democrats line up together and represent their ideology more. And it's the difference between the two parties. And so when we have a super thin majority, it's really tough to get a speaker elected, as we saw last Congress.
And Congressman, do you think anybody else would want the gavel?
Most of the folks I talk to that are super competent and would not want the job. especially with this majority. I mean, it's the hardest job in America. You know that old show, Tough Jobs? I mean, this is the toughest job in America. I am convinced of that.
You could do it, but how much are you going to be able to get done? That's how you're ultimately judged. Governor Chris Sununu joins us now, knows a lot about government, never went to Washington, was tempted last time out to run for president. He didn't, but his dad did, was former chief of staff for George H.W. Bush. Governor Sununu, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I got to thank you.
2025.
Thank you for my syrup. You mailed syrup to my house. Thank you very much.
Not that you needed to be any sweeter, Brian, because you're as sweet as they come. I just thought some of my New Hampshire gold would be good on your pancake.
Absolutely. What does retirement feel like?
Retirement? there's no retirement. If I was a wealthy guy, I'd retire, but I need a paycheck. I got to pay my mortgage as much as anybody else. So I'm in my last week. The inauguration for the next governor, Kelly Ayotte, will come this week, and then off to the private sector and you know, make a paycheck. But I'll still be out there in the media or doing something, scratching that political itch in some way.
Do you think that you'll go, because your brother didn't go back? I mean, do you think you'll go back in some way?
Not planning on it. I'm really not. I mean, it's public service, not a public career. You got to serve, and then you go back and take care of your family and get back to the private sector. I ideologically believe in that. So, I don't know. I'm only 50, which maybe to some people that's old. To me, that's still kind of young. And so I got a couple lifetimes in me still. Who knows?
I hear you. First off, on what's going on with these terror attacks, do you think that overall, when you talk to people, that we've just got that mindset of war on terror has kind of left us with George Bush?
Yes, it is. There's definitely less vigilance in terms of the average citizen. You know, this whole, we always say, see, if you see something, say something, and all of that. I think there's also a little desensitization because of social media and scrolling, and we see all this stuff in clips. Right. And so when we see something, you're like, is this real? Is this happening? No, I'm sure this is a big nothing, but it is something. And so, you know, as much as we want, you got to have the plan. You got to have law enforcement in place. You also need the citizens to be aware of what's going on. And you need, as a government, as those that are kind of, in, you know, responsible for protecting the citizens, mm-hmm. they've got to be on their A game, and not just in New Orleans, not just in New Hampshire, but internationally, mm-hmm. everywhere. There's expats and Americans all over this planet, and there's a sense of security that you have to bring with, you know, provide for them in some sense, even when they're not in, you know, not living here domestically.
Do you think this is the problem? Listen to Merrick Garland.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
What do you think? You think that was helpful?
Idiocy personified. I mean, not only is it not helpful, it's so damaging, because what it tells folks is look over here if you want to see what's dangerous. Don't look over there, right? Don't look at where the real dangers are. Look at this whole subsect that we've kind of carved out politically. Look, it doesn't mean that there's not violence and extremism that exists in that sector. You got to be vigilant on it. But don't take your eye off all these other real top priorities that are out there. And that's where I get I mean, this is another one. I mean, have you heard when they start saying climate change is, you know, the biggest threat to American security and all
yeah.
this kind of stuff? It's like, no, protecting American lives. That's what this is all about. And you don't just look in one subsect for a political purpose. You really have to make sure that you're doing right by everybody and you know, kind of that big tent global protection system that has to be there.
The other thing, I know the whole thing about the First Amendment, and they can't act emotionally. But, you know that we're an ally of Israel. You know that the Palestinians are very angry about the response to the October 7th attack. And now we have anti-Israeli, pro-Palestinian protesters in the streets of New York City the day after an attack with Hamas and Hezbollah flags. And I'm thinking to myself, I know about free speech, but this is one point. We would never have allowed an Al-Qaeda flag on Fifth Avenue. Why are we allowing the Hezbollah-Hamas flag? These are terrorists. These aren't countries.
These kids couldn't even find Palestine on a map. I mean, literally could not find it.
Yeah.
It's kind of this weird,
but do you allow it?
Subculture mob.
If this was happening, Governor, do you allow it? If it was happening in New Hampshire, is it free speech? And you tell me. I mean, I think when you have an enemy like this, they clearly has diabolical intentions.
If people want to get out there and wave a flag, I don't agree with it, but you have to allow it. That is the epitome of free speech. Now, if that is now inciting violence, well, now we have clear laws for that, right? And it's the inciting. It's what you're inciting with that. Are they damaging? Are they protesting? Are they burning buildings? Are they inciting violence in some other terrorist way, domestic terrorism style way? That's where you got to be vigilant on it. So you don't ignore it. You got to allow the free speech to happen. But hopefully, What it is, you educate to it. You say, okay, this isn't right. There's a reason why what's happening in Israel and Palestine and Lebanon and Hamas and Hezbollah. Who are these groups? Who are these organizations? What's the history and what are their motives? And what is it really based in? And I've always said all of this is based in anti-Semitism. I really believe that very fundamentally. And I'm saying that as an Arab American, it's all based in anti-Semitism. And ignorance. And so you get this weird conflict of these two very, I call them dangerous type things, but it can be corrected. But it's on all of us as parents, you know, in our education system. What do we teach our kids? What are the values that we're representing to that generation? So you got to take that on yourself as much.
I just feel as though people are optimistic because not so much, okay, I'd rather Trump win, or, you know, you'd rather Kamala Harris win. I don't even hear Democrats who are never excited about Kamala Harris, I don't believe. But most of all, they're excited about the fact that logic is back. Of course you enforce your border. Of course you don't allow shoplifting. Of course DEI has got to go. And we're watching this stuff fall down already before our eyes. The DEI, the affirmative action that unbalances our country and tries to inflict guilt on the American people, that whole mindset's done. That's the relief I'm sensing. Do you?
Undoubtedly. It's the number one thing people are excited about going into 2025. And with that, with all of that nonsense coming crashing down, everyone has a sense of the polarization going away, right? The threat of being canceled, the threat of what you might say and how it might be interpreted and how you have to go along with mob mentality. All of that is going away, which means we can just get back to being ourselves. And maybe, just maybe, there's a future here that is a little more like, I'll call it 1997, where you can have good-hearted, good heated political disagreements without hatred and without making it personal, without it being defining upon your character as a human being. I just don't believe in that. I believe in having a good hard argument, and I love, arguing with my progressive and liberal friends, but the key there is they're all friends at the end of the day.
All
and
right.
We just have to get back to that. And I think with this, dissolving wokeism, leads to more of that, and everyone just kind of getting along a little better.
And of course, I mean, I can't believe I'm even saying this, getting men out of women's sports. Stuff like that, they just... It's bizarre that I even have to bring this up, but hopefully this stuff starts going away and people see the logic back in America.
Undoubted.
Right. So I got to ask you this. I was thinking about this debate, and I actually don't have a problem with it. I watched Elon Musk and Steve Bannon have a debate on H-1B visas. Right, about these elite visas. So you got this great student in Bangladesh. He's killing it in Stanford. Does not want to go back. Wants to stay here. He's a first-round draft pick, and one of our top institutions. Should they be given special considerations to stay? If it's not abused, I am all for this. Bannon and Ann Coulter, Republicans, conservatives, they don't want any part of it. And I'm watching these guys brawl it out over the week. And I'm wondering, with Governor Sununu, you are a staunch Republican, too. Where do you stand?
I got to be 100% with Elon on this. He's absolutely right. There's no question. You want the best and the brightest being able to come to America and hopefully, staying here, and we can tap into that workforce and tap into the education that we can provide and people that want to work and all of that. Elon's 100% right, not just from an economic perspective, but in terms of what America's all about. I'm a big believer. You stop this illegal immigration nonsense. You seal up that border. You drive everybody through a legitimate port of entry. Make them bigger if you want. I don't care how many people come, to be honest, as long as they're going through, they're being checked, they're coming legitimately. There's a remain in Mexico style policy. There's a remain in your own country while we make sure that we're getting it right. But in terms of these students, we've always had a robust system, and it's been the foundation of so much of what the country's built on and a lot of the success that we've had. It's why we stay ahead in technology and stay ahead in development and all this other stuff. So I think Elon is 100% right, with all due respect. I really do. On this issue, they are missing the real picture. They're just so stuck in I don't call it xenophobia. It's not xenophobia, but they're stuck in this nationalistic mindset. Without appreciating what has really built this country over the past 250 years, there's a way to have the right controls, the right processes, make sure it's legal, it's safe, and we're only bringing in the best and the brightest and getting the best out of it for America and American companies.
I'm not sure what kind of visa Einstein got, but I'm glad he chose us, and I'm glad we were smart enough to let him in.
That's a great example. That's a great example, and there's 1,000 more like it, right? It's never going to be perfect. But it is far and away the best system that this planet's ever seen.
So Goldman Sachs took 678, IBM 1300, Microsoft 1200, and 864 for Apple, Meta in 920. So, yeah, these are very successful companies. And I remember Steve Jobs coming out and saying, one of the reasons I cannot bring manufacturing back from China is because we don't have the engineers here. So this would be one answer to that, it seems to me, if it's not abused. If I'm not stopping the Sununu kid from getting a job to give it to the Norwegian, or the Kenyan, or somebody who's in a country that's economically distressed, someone who wants to stay here. I mean, that's one way to keep an eye on it. to make sure Americans aren't being bumped out of jobs, to pay people a little bit less, whatever it is. But this is when people think immigration, they think zero. I don't think you should be thinking zero. I think you should be thinking legal.
Yeah, it's all about the legality of it, the safety of it. And remember, let's think about this generationally, right? That this next generation is having less kids later in life. We don't have the workforce. There's work ethic issues here. You know, getting somebody to put, you know, getting a 25-year-old to put about 40-hour workday in is tough. A 40-hour work weekend is a quasi-rare thing nowadays. Let's understand where we're going. And let's take a country like India, right? India is a friend to America. They're massive, the largest country in the world. Half of their population is under the age of 30.
Yep.
Think about that. Think about the workforce potential, the education potential you have there with a friendly country that wants to work with you on both sides of the border to make sure when folks come in, we're getting it right, we're getting the best and the brightest. That generationally is an absolute necessity to keep this amazing machine called America working.
So I want to bring you to something else. You know, we're going to get the stories of President Biden and what happened behind the scenes. We're getting some glimpses that they had to prop him up to reduce his workload, not approach him on certain days. Now we get behind the scenes story on Afghanistan. And it seems that Jake Sullivan offered his resignation after everything broke down in Afghanistan. It turns out he had to implement President Biden's vision, couldn't do it, didn't communicate with anyone effectively, and didn't speak after that. He was in terrible terms with the Secretary of State. When your national security advisor does not get along with your Secretary of State and your president is cognitively addled, how the hell did we last 4 years?
Let's be grateful that we got through it. I mean, in all seriousness, especially I would even emphasize this last 6 months, right? I have very little a doubt that Biden isn't making any of these decisions. The Biden decisions in the last 90 days have been absolutely awful, but they're not his. He's got a bunch of 20-something progressive staffers that are doing these pardons, that are literally asleep at the wheel, driving everything politically they can, trying to sell pieces of the wall and all that out of political spite more than anything. So I'm grateful that we're only 3 weeks away from an inauguration. I'm grateful that we have this new administration coming in. And I do believe, hopefully, that the damage was minimized. And as you started off this conversation, we're entering 2025 with people feeling, you know, breathing a little better. Not just because Trump won. It's not about that. It's about all of the cancel culture and the polarization is definitely being toned down. There's no question about that compared to where we were just a couple years ago.
And by the way, isn't it great to know we're coming up on year 250 of America? We could actually celebrate it with people not going to apologize for it. So I think that's coming up in 2026. But lastly is this, you were skeptical on Trump. That's why you thought about running against him. You voted for him for a while. You were for Nikki Haley, but you're fair. You're open-minded. Listen, you want him to win, and you did. And that's why CNN stopped booking you, so in my estimation. But is Trump showing you another gear over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yes, because it's the team. The gear is all about the team he's putting together. People said he's going to bring in only these wild people and extremists, and I was concerned about that as well, absolutely. There's two very positive things here. Number one, the people he's bringing in are very, very good. The few people that he has brought in that has questions, the folks in the Senate have no problem standing up and saying, whoa, 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 we're putting the brakes on that. The checks and balance system does work. Matt Gaetz is a great example. I think Matt Gaetz is an absolute fool of a human being. I'm so excited that the Senate stood up and said, there's checks and balances here. You don't get to just put any, you know, crazy person in that you want. You know, we're going to take you know, umbrage with that and make sure that he gets moved on. But 99% of the people Trump is putting up are good people. They're from the private sector. They're not politically driven. They just want what's best for America. So from a team perspective, that's terrific. From a checks and balance perspective, it's a sigh of relief for everybody that, you know, had did all this fear-mongering that he was going to be some type of dictator and all that. Obviously, that wasn't going to happen. And it's being proven even before he's in office. And then the third big win here is look what's happening internationally, right? We're getting closer and closer to a deal in Russia. There's ideas being actually thrown out there, closer and closer to something in Israel. And that's before the guys even come in. So the entire tone from the rest of the world in terms of how America is being perceived is better. It's much better than it was just 6 months ago. So we're 3 for 3. It's a whole new gear. And, again, hopefully that momentum keeps going.
All right, Governor Chris Sununu, good luck in your final 2 weeks. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, brother. Be good.
Back in a moment.
You're listening to the best of the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart, HEB, and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A police officer who helped save a stranded driver in Georgia makes the Dean's List. The incredible moment was caught on body cam footage and shared by the Gwinnett County PD and shows Lieutenant Cheek assisting a woman on the road who had run out of gas. The driver was frustrated because not only did she have an empty tank, she didn't have money to fill up her car. The first thing the officer did was push her vehicle out of the roadway to make sure no one was going to hit her. And then he filled up her gas tank to make sure she got home safely.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. I'm the team.
The woman was overcome with such emotion and can be heard on the video saying, "Am I allowed to hug you?" Officer Cheek and the woman embraced, and she said how grateful she was for his service and his kindness.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you do the same. Yep.
Officer Cheek from the Gwinnett County PD, you make today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The anticipation is over for Spotify users. Music fans eagerly awaiting the drop of their annual Spotify Wrapped list, which is now out. The project summarizes each listener's music history for the year, capturing everything from their favorite artists to their most played songs, favorite genres, and more. Researchers say the way the information is presented helps spark engagement among users. Besides captivating marketing, Spotify Wrapped can trigger elements of social psychology. Some analysts compare this sensation to something called optimal distinctiveness theory. Dr. Ashani Banerjee is a Clemson University clinical assistant professor and social psychology expert.
We want to feel like we belong. We want to feel like we are part of a group. But at the same time, we have this kind of competing motivation where we also want to feel unique and distinct and different from everybody else.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I would like to acknowledge a couple of things because I know what's going on in the social media world, and there are a number of things in this case that are similar to the attack in New Orleans. We do know that our subject here served in the military. In fact, he's a current member of the military. Both of the subjects served at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. What we do know about that is it's a very large military base, and we have no record that they served in the same unit or even at the same years at Fort Bragg, something that continues to remain under investigation.
So that is the the police chief over in Las Vegas talking about what we know about the explosion. And we know this guy was active in the military, 5 Bronze Stars. He had a really good record. We don't see any problems as of right now with his service. Evidently, this is personal. The theory is his wife, who he married and divorced and married again, they had a big dispute on Christmas and they broke up. Since that time, people haven't seen him. He talked about to one ex-girlfriend that he loved the Cybertruck. He feels like Batman in it. Next thing you know, he drove around for about an hour in Las Vegas, pulled through in front of the Trump Tower once, the second time left it, shot himself, and then exploded the car. He evidently loved Trump, although the theory was he didn't. There was a reason why he was there.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Snow, freezing rain, and bitter cold in much of the country.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the Central Plains and moving east. Lead forecaster Bob Worovec says winter is back.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm. Anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the eastern United States over the next several days.
He says 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast to stretch anywhere from Kansas to D.C. Baltimore as temperatures drop. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia-appointed officials in Moscow-occupied Crimea have announced a regional emergency after oil was detected on the coast of Sevastopol. The city is the largest in the Crimean Peninsula. Fuel oil spilled out of 2 storm-stricken tankers nearly 3 weeks ago in the Kerch Strait close to eastern Crimea. Officials in Russia's southern Krasnodar region said Saturday that nearly 7,000 people were still working to clean up the spill. Also at townhall.com, a lawmaker says the New Year's Day attacks resulted from weak national security policies from the Biden administration. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowd celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised.
Are they linked?
linked? I'm not sure. Could they be linked? Absolutely. Was the first one designed to be a signal to President Trump? Potentially. Was the second one? Absolutely.
The former Navy SEAL said this attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern about threats from homegrown extremists who radicalize on their own before committing mass violence in the name of foreign groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
If you have the flu right now, you are not alone.
Flu is taking off, with 40 states reporting high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week. COVID and other viruses are also in the mix, but most of the illness increase is being attributed to flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are several seasonal flu strains out there. Last week's flu activity was particularly intense in the South, Southwest, and Western U.S. U.S. health officials recommend that everyone 6 months and older get an annual flu vaccination, and they say it's not too late to get that shot. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Surgeon General says research is finding and evidence mounting about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. About 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carrying warning labels about the risk of birth defects. You'll find more at townhall.com. Reaching age of 100 is remarkable, but a woman in Japan went way beyond that.
Tomiko Itoka was the world's oldest person before her death this week. She was 116 years of age. A family spokesman says the woman loved bananas and yogurt and had become the oldest person last year following the death of 117-year-old Maria Branius. She was born May 23, 1908. She is survived by one son, one daughter, and five grandchildren. Jason Walker reporting.
Speaking of 100, Jimmy Carter's long public goodbye began in Georgia, where the 39th U.S. president's life started more than 100 years ago. A motorcade with his flag-draped coffin began and moved through the hometown of Plains, his family farm there. Carter will lie in repose at the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta until Tuesday when the National Service moves to Washington. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From the Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, right around the country, around the world, and whatever you want to say about Manhattan, at least I could say that we got the best anti-terror units in the country, maybe better than the FBI, pound for pound. And they've made some alterations to New York City after having a lot of scares. And you go down 7th Avenue and you'll see by Hard Rock and by Times Square, you know, you'll see these poles, these silver poles sitting there separating you from traffic. And if you want to risk and go beyond the poles and kind of walk in the street because it's so crowded, you do that. And I said, okay, that's just stop. I didn't realize how often and, you know, how prevalent it is in these ISIS handbooks for aspiring terrorists. They say do something low tech, like get a car and run over people and then have a plan B when you get caught or when the car stops. I mean, that's the type of mindset that we're dealing with right now in this country. So there's a lot going on. We're also finding out that when it comes to the Las Vegas attack, the explosion, and when it comes to the attack in New Orleans, it looks like they're unrelated. Or ironically, they both served in the same unit roughly the same time. One is a 19-year vet still active. That's one in Las Vegas who's got 5 bronze stars, seems to have personal issues. That's what the New York Post is saying right now. Him and his wife broke up on Christmas, drove around for an hour, then exploded his car in front of Trump Tower. Wasn't a Trump hater. His friends say he was a Trump fan, and they say he was a Rambo-style warfighter. So it looked like two horrific incidents, but totally separate. This hour, we're going to be joined by Mary Catherine Hamm. We'll do a simulcast with Stuart Varney. But right now, let's bring in Congressman Mike Lawler. The successful run in a tough race for a House seat that many people think is going to run for governor of New York. Congressman, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. You've been a really strong, direct voice for your party. You know, whether Speaker Johnson does everything you want or some of the things you want, you think he's the best choice, right?
No question. As I've said many times, anybody who's ever been married knows you have to find compromise. You're not going to get everything you want. All of us, you know, at times can get frustrated by the process or that something we wanted, you know, for our district or for the country didn't come to fruition. But the fact is that Speaker Johnson inherited a mess, you know, back in October of 2023 when Kevin McCarthy was vacated. And really worked tirelessly to make sure that despite the best efforts of some of my colleagues to screw this up, that we kept the majority. And the fact is, on January 20th, Donald Trump is going to be sworn in as the 47th president of the United States with a House Republican and Senate Republican majority. And that's going to be critical if we're going to be able to get done what he ran on, including addressing the economy and the affordability crisis, securing our border and stopping this mass influx of illegal immigration, increasing domestic production of energy, and bringing about peace and prosperity around the globe. That can't happen if we don't elect a speaker and certify President Trump's election on January 6th. So to my colleagues that continue to feel that, you know, their ego matters more than anything else, put your big boy pants on and get to work. We have too much to do for these type of temper tantrums to be thrown on the House floor.
Understood. Mike, on a separate note, it's a little out of context, but I just got to share it. I'm reading the story today in the New York Post that we are looking, we have a trillion cubic feet of natural gas in New York. And when I drive upstate New York, and for people around the country, it's like Iowa. I mean, it's really wide open, a series of small towns. Two of my kids went to college up, the three of them went to college up there, and I was going there every weekend for the last 15 years. And I couldn't believe the charm and personality in these towns, but they are economically distressed in most cases. Think about what that natural gas could, what it's done for Pennsylvania and what it could do for New York. They did an environmental impact study, and they said no impact. It's going to be okay. But yet these Democratic governors and mayors, they all say we got to stop this. What is your reaction to that?
It's foolishness. Look, upstate New York was the beginning of the Rust Belt. And, you know, over the last few decades, manufacturing has left New York and Appalachia. And, you know, as a result, a lot of these communities have been severely economically hurt. And natural gas is a lifeline for them. And when you look at what New York has done by banning it, it was foolish. No, Brian, 70% of electricity is generated by natural gas across America. 70%. And if you look at what they've done, where they've blocked pipelines, they've blocked new natural gas power plants, they've shut down nuclear power, and they want everything to be on renewable and electric. The fact is, we cannot produce enough electricity if you're shutting off natural gas. And so everybody's utility bills in New York has skyrocketed over the last few years. Our energy grid is, in fact, dirtier because they shut down Indian Point, which was providing 25% of the region's power for New York City. But look, natural gas is critical. And certainly, if I were governor, I would absolutely lift the moratorium on natural gas. It would provide an economic boon to New York and to these communities all across upstate. We have the most spectacular state in the country. People just, you know, oftentimes around the country think of New York as New York City. But we have the beaches of Long Island. We have wineries. We have mountains. We have skiing. We have everything you could imagine in New York. And obviously throughout the course of the year, all four seasons. And so New York is a vibrant place that really just is longing for leadership. That's the fundamental problem.
Is that good? I mean, it's a little early. You're not even serving your second term yet. But when would you make your decision if you're going to run?
We're going to strongly look at it. Obviously, you know, the first 100 days of President Trump's administration is going to be critical. And so a lot of our focus is going to be on what's happening down here in Washington. But, you know, we are definitely going to go about the process of looking strongly at it. I would suspect sometime, you know, middle of the year, we'll make a decision.
Wow.
Whether or not I'm going to run.
Did Lee Zeldin give you an idea that it's possible? Did he show you that?
Absolutely, as did President Trump. Look, you saw significant movement in New York. This isn't about Republican versus Democrat. New Yorkers want common sense. New Yorkers want leadership. They want people who are going to address the challenges facing them most acutely, from the affordability crisis to the public safety crisis. You have people being burned alive on the subway trains, being pushed in front of oncoming subway cars. Meanwhile, the governor is taking selfies on the subway, saying how safe it is. I mean, it's the lack of leadership here in New York is just startling. And so we have a lot of work to do. And certainly, you know, my primary focus right now is what's happening in Washington. But certainly as we take a look at it, you know, we'll focus certainly what's happening in New York.
Mike Lowell, my guest. So there were protests in New York City 24 hours after the attacks in New Orleans and Las Vegas. And there were anti-Israel, anti-American, in my view. There was ISIS and, excuse me, there were Hamas and Hezbollah flags flying right in New York City. Senator Lindsey Graham was asked about that. Cut 10.
ISIS is dedicated to doing three things. Bending every Muslim to their will, purifying Islam, destroying Israel and coming after us because we're infidels. They're religious Nazis. If you did this in World War II, you'd probably have your ass in jail. If you carried around a Nazi flag and showed sympathy for the Nazi cause during World War II, you'd be committing treason. Tokyo Rose actually went to jail. So did Berlin Betty, I think her name was. So these people are giving comfort to the enemy.
Where does free speech end? And where is, I agree with Lindsey Graham, but I, constitutionally, are we supposed to allow this?
You know, sadly, obviously, you know, people have the fundamental freedom to engage in this type of conduct. Obviously, I and many others are vehemently opposed to the conduct itself. Part of the reason why I have pushed to pass the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, because there is a fine line between free speech and when free speech devolves into physical harassment and violence. And the fact that these folks are engaged in these types of threatening protests where they're calling for global intifada, you know, that to me is not constitutionally protected. If you are calling for the eradication of people, that is not constitutionally protected. And so that is something where I think both the governor and the mayor have a responsibility to work with our law enforcement partners and crack down on this crap, because this is not the America that you and I know. This is absolutely a pro-Hamas, anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-capitalism, anti-Western democracy, anti-Judeo-Christian values. That is what we are seeing. We saw on these college campuses. It's what we're seeing in the streets. The fact that people would go out there less than 12 hours after a terrorist attack in New Orleans took the lives of their fellow Americans speaks volumes to the depraved indifference these folks have. And frankly, it's time for America to push back against this crap.
I don't want to, you know, the attacks on in New Orleans shows an ineptness with local government that makes this one look competent, the one in New York City. I mean, you have someone who's basically days away from being indicted and a mayor that spends her free time going to global climate change conferences while her city rots in New Orleans. And you have her, I guess, her lover, who's a bodyguard, who's under indictment. And then you have money. They literally were told in 2019, build those bollards that are in New York City around Times Square. And they said, you're going to get to that. We have no money to do it now. Now they're going to do it during the Super Bowl. Too late. That would have stopped that car, that truck from coming by. When you look at the big picture, is part of the reason that we're victims of the terror attack here because of a different focus from this administration overall with Homeland Security?
No question. This administration's incompetence when it comes to Homeland Security, securing our border, preventing those on the terror watch list from coming into the United States. Obviously, the failure of big city mayors and governors, especially in blue states, with respect to public safety. This is a problem, and it's something that I think we as Republican majorities in Congress and President Trump coming in have to make sure that is priority one for us. The safety and well-being of every American is paramount. And I think, you know, obviously securing the border is part of that. Having a Homeland Security Department that actually takes seriously the job that it has to protect the homeland is critical. And this is why it's so important that the Senate immediately confirm President Trump's national security team. You cannot have a delay in the confirmation process. Our enemies around the globe are watching, and you look at where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are leaving the world today. It is in a more precarious place than at any point than in the lead up to World War II.
And I hate to put you through this, but I want you to hear what President Biden's focus has been since 2021.
According to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
So people are clapping for white supremacists, which is an interesting crowd you're in front of. Do you believe that he think that? And that those are the people he hired.
Look, obviously, wherever white supremacy exists, it needs to be rooted out. But the fact is that President Biden has allowed politics to drive his decision-making, from the disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan when he wanted to have a date-certain withdrawal so that he could say that he ended the war in Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of 9/11, regardless of what the circumstances on the ground were, and we know how that ended in the death of 13 U.S. service members, to how he views combating terrorism. I mean, these are the same folks that believe that parents attending school board meetings were domestic terrorists. This is fundamentally the wrong view. Again, if there's white supremacy, root it out, absolutely. But to say that that is the primary threat in America is just clueless to what we're dealing with.
Just the revelation now came out that Jake Sullivan offered his resignation after the collapse of the Afghanistan government, and it was not accepted. In the story, it talked about it fracturing the relationship with the Secretary of State, Blinken, and that it was totally Joe Biden's idea that Sullivan was offering his resignation because he didn't implement it well. So it shows an incompetent president, a terrible national security advisor, and a fractured relationship with the State Department. And that was the beginning of his term. What does that tell you?
Look, we had Antony Blinken testify before the House Foreign Affairs Committee just a few weeks ago, finally, at the end of this administration on that disastrous withdrawal. And Jake Sullivan came and testified in a classified setting just 2 weeks ago. Nobody was held accountable. Nobody. And nobody took responsibility in this administration. As I said to Secretary Blinken when he testified and showed him the 300-plus page report that the House Foreign Affairs Committee put together, this is your legacy. This is the legacy of the Biden administration. Everything that has resulted from this disastrous withdrawal is your problem. You created it. You look at the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You look at the terrorist attack against Israel, the threats emanating in the Indo-Pacific from China. They own it. And this is something that President Trump is going to walk in inheriting, and we're going to have to get to work quickly to bring about peace and stability around the globe.
Thanks so much, Mike Lowe. Best of luck with your decision. Best of luck with your speaker run. Not yours, but the vote.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brian. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Back in a moment.
It's the best of the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from Utah who donated her kidney to a stranger makes today's Dean's List. Chrissy Miller is a mom of four from Provo. She was hiking through the mountains when she met Schiller Joseph from Florida visiting the area. The two started talking and wound up walking the trails as Chrissy learned that her new friend was in need of a kidney. Chrissy says in that moment, she decided she would give him hers. What began as a meeting of two strangers and striking up a conversation began a real connection. After their hike, Chrissy and Schiller kept in touch. Chrissy went ahead to get tested to see if she would be a match, and as luck would have it, she was. Chrissy sent Schiller a note after she found out to let him know she would officially be his kidney donor. They met again at Intermountain Health after the surgery, and doctors told them it was successful. Schiller says he will never be able to repay his friend that he met on the mountaintop and expressed so much love and gratitude. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Yellowstone actor Ian Bowen, who I caught up with at this year's CMA Awards.
Yeah, big fan since I was a kid. I was working at Dude Ranch's
and, you know, taking out trail rides when I was 15 or 16. Always wanted to be around this kind of this mystique of country music and what it means and the romance of it.
Bowen shares a screen with Lainey Wilson on the show and supports her on the road, too.
I make it a point to go to several shows a year, and she's one of the few people that I'll get on an airplane for,
yeah,
because every night, no matter how she feels or how busy she's been, it's like she's doing it for the first time. I want her to continue having success. Yeah, Whirlwind is great. She just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
We want her to do more acting. We think that she would be good at that, too. And so she's just, you know, she's got the best years ahead of her.
He shared some fan feedback since the series has returned.
I mean, people go nuts with Free Yellowstone. And we just try to live up to it and keep it fresh and not take ourselves too seriously and, you know, give them what they want.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. And it has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we are back. Just a quick announcement. February 15th is coming up. History, Liberty, and Laughs going on stage. I'll have a VIP where I could talk to you 2 hours before, answer your questions, preview the show, talk about what's going to be happening over the next 4 years, especially, and what's happened over the last 20-plus here at Fox. I'll be doing that and also bringing history to life through my history book. So if you care about the country, you want a patriotic night, I hope to see you in person. It's always one of the, it's always exciting, especially in Jacksonville, Florida Theater. Anybody in the area, it's an hour and a half from Orlando, very close to Georgia. So hope to see you there in person, BrianKilmeade.com. And then you just click on buy now and I can see you there, and VIP tickets are available. But I don't have many more left, especially OKV listeners. That great station over in Jacksonville is nice enough to carry the show. Coming up next is Mary Catherine Hamm, OutKick columnist. We want to talk to her about what's happening on Capitol Hill today, and also what's been happening in Mar-a-Lago over the last 18 months and what could be happening over the next 17 days. Hearing's going to start in a couple of weeks. And you talk about drama. There's going to be a lot of Democrats who have been flat on their back and want to chomping at the bit in order to go after Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard, to go after RFK Jr., some Republicans, too. We'll talk about that and what they could all be up against. I see them all getting through. I really do. If they're prepared, and I think they're all going to be prepared. Then we'll do a simulcast with Stuart Varney, the number one show on FBN. That's going to be fun. So don't move. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. Please join us as we welcome Trip Quetzal, author of Norman Lear, His Life and Times. Plus, we'll bring you an encore presentation of our conversation with Linda Day George. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Oh, no. You can pull all my fingernails out. You can shove bamboo up in them. You can start cutting off my fingers. I am not voting for Mike Johnson tomorrow. And you can take that to the bank.
That is Tom Massey, who, smart guy, likes DeSantis, didn't like Paul Ryan, and didn't like Kevin McCarthy, although voted for him, but now says that he will not, even though he backs Trump, he says, I will not back Trump's pick to be speaker. In fact, Donald Trump just put out on Truth Social that Mike Johnson has close to 100% support. It would be a great moment after he gets through today. If I could just paraphrase what he said, he's got his full support. Just reiterating that. Word is he did pick up the phone and talk to Chip Roy, who also supported DeSantis. Must not have been easy for him, but he knows. You can't confirm the Electoral College vote on January 6th if you can't get a speaker on January 3rd. How many rounds it'll take? Hopefully one and done. Mary Catherine Hamm from OutKick joins us now, Fox News contributor as well. Mary Catherine, welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Happy New Year.
Same to you. So Tom Massey's out. Do you think Speaker Michael Johnson is going to stay in?
I think it's likely he does only because he must, right? Like when you have Trump support, when Trump is actively working the phones, that's the part that's interesting to me because often he doesn't do that part. He'll say he supports something, but he doesn't actually do that part. So that part, I think, is important to this. And as you said, you can't get certified if you can't have the House operating. And so I think that is of paramount importance. And sometimes when these guys, even with, especially with these small margins in the House, when they're up against the wall and they have to do something, that's usually when the thing works more smoothly, finally at the very last moment.
Right. Ken McCarthy cut a whole bunch of deals at the end. And right. Giving people chairmanships or promise this or promise that. It seems like Speaker Johnson's staying away from that.
Look, I think that's wise. That's what did McCarthy in. And there were things I liked about McCarthy, but certainly that one where you could just have one member decide to take a vote was not a great deal to cut. That was not a thing you should have offered because it made the caucus even more ungovernable. And, like, you know, we're conservatives, we're libertarians, we pride ourselves on being ungovernable, but as a part of government, you actually have to do work together as a party to get the things done that you need to get done, number one of which is certifying on January 6th.
Yeah, it would help. So far, President Trump, to me, has shown me another gear. He's shown me that this is a very different president-elect than I saw as president, and even when he was president-elect. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. And here's the thing that's interesting is that I think Trump works better when he's in a honeymoon phase. And he never got a honeymoon phase before, right? The intel community, the federal law enforcement community had already started its dastardly deeds behind the scenes. The media was already shouting Russia before he came into office. And the American people, unfortunately, many of them responded to those fake news stories that turned out to be made up.
Well, you were over CNN then, right? Were you thinking to yourself there's got to be something to this at the time because of the people you were working with?
No. I, from the beginning, was like, okay, look, I'm open to evidence, but I don't see a lot here. This seems very unlikely. I don't know if the thing you guys keep talking about is real. And it turned out that that was correct. Even it was more fake than I thought it was at the beginning, but that's because I didn't count on the audacity of the leaders and thought leaders and leadership of America faking it as much as they did. So I think this time around, he does have a bit of a honeymoon. That, of course, is marred by the tragic events of this week and terror attacks. But I think people are very much looking forward to having someone else at the wheel in this country. And he's benefiting from that. And I think his attitude improves when people are looking forward to seeing him work.
Yeah, I think so, too. Just looking at what happened over Las Vegas, you know, Mary Catherine, I almost remember you from day one talking a lot about the war on terror, where it evolved from Afghanistan over to Iraq into the killing of bin Laden, the rise of ISIS. We go back, but we have definitely de-escalated over the last few years because we have perceived the threat as lessening. And the focus with this administration has been elsewhere. Listen to Merrick Garland, May of 2021, Cut 6.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
Do you think that's part of the problem?
Look, I do think it is, because there are a lot of resources within federal law enforcement, right? They can do many things at once. However, this administration so incentivized looking into only one kind of problem. And, like, that's not to say that there isn't some of that problem, but I think their demand as sort of left-leaning social justice warriors for white supremacist terrorism outstripped what exists in this country. So they kind of had to invent things or blow things up that were not as real as they were telling you. And as a result, they took their eye off the ball on some other threats, right? That's not controversial. The left will tell you, oh, it's silly to say that they can't do two things at once. Well, if you're incentivizing law enforcement of one kind of thing and letting other kinds of offenses pass, you're going to miss stuff. And sometimes it's going to be malicious, and sometimes it's going to be by accident. But your priorities are not straight. And I'm looking very much forward to having somebody at the head of federal law enforcement whose priorities are straighter.
And you know what's amazing is they're always quick to say, not a terrorist attack. I think to myself, right. How do you know? You have to tell me right away. You say, I don't know if it is. But right away they said, not terrorist. The FBI said, this is not a terrorist attack. They quickly walk that back. And I think it's because they see the end in sight, and they know they got to get their act together. Here's Christopher Rea, the FBI assistant director. He came out of the gates making this clear that the what they said 24 hours ago was not the same. Cut one.
14 innocent victims were killed in this senseless attack, and at least 35 were injured. First and foremost, let me be very clear about this point. This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
And he went on to say it's 100% inspired by ISIS. There's been a reluctance to say that. Why?
This is what's disturbing, right? Especially when you have a crisis of public trust. You have a crisis of public trust because the government looks you straight in your face and lies to you a lot and has over many years, okay? So when that assistant special agent in charge took the mic in New Orleans and she said, this is not a terrorist attack, when, by the way, the internet had clocked the ISIS flag on the back of his truck like 30 minutes after this happened.
Yep.
She made a decision to lie to our faces. You're right. She could have said, we're not categorizing this yet because we are following the facts. That would have been fine with me.
Sure.
But she didn't do that. She chose to lie. And that says to me that a lot of people have been trained to do that, that they know that the incentives are to ignore this terrorism or to deny this terrorism because it doesn't fit the narrative that Merrick Garland, just speaking in the clip you played, had laid out. I think that's what's going on.
It went to the president. I could bore you with a clip like that. But also, it went to the military. And if you need some proof, listen to this.
On the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white.
Good. You could have asked me about it. I get angry in traffic. You know, I mean, there are certain things that tick me off, slow service. Wrong orders. Yeah. So, when you realize that that was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and that was the attorney general and I could play the president, there's no way that doesn't drip into every aspect of the government over the last 4 years. The president's being handed a hand grenade, the next president.
I think you're right. And rooting this stuff out is going to be hard. I do think that it's helpful that the American people don't like it. Because the people in these agencies hear their leaders talking and know what they're supposed to do. Just like when I was at CNN, like, you knew what message would get you to move up the depth chart, right? You knew what message was going to get you airtime.
Sure.
I chose not to do that, and as a result, didn't get that. But, like, telling the truth or being the counter to that doesn't move you anywhere. So if you hear your leader in the military, your leader in federal law enforcement telling you what kind of crime you're supposed to find and what kinds of things you're supposed to emphasize, you will emphasize those if you want a promotion. So Trump is going to be a very different messenger. I think it will change, but a lot of these things are rooted pretty deep, and it does keep us from the actual mission of these agencies, which, by the way, again, this is important. The American people want them to do the actual job of the agency. They don't want them doing this extracurricular nonsense.
And don't tell me that Tulsi Gabbard wouldn't be great at this. I just think she'd be great. And she'll figure it out. My hope is she gets through all this stuff because I'd love to see her in charge. Mary Catherine Hamm, thanks so much. And don't forget to check her out. Her column's out on OutKick. Go to OutKick.com. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Well, I wish I knew what it takes to get airtime at CNN because they never put me on. Now I know. Stuart Varney's next.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
I guess I would say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
Now, the
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Barney & Company with Stuart Barney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm about to go on live. You can finally see what I look like in person if you didn't watch Fox & Friends today and Fox & Friends for the last 25-plus years. So I'm going to be talking about the terror attacks, obviously. The Superdome was able to pull off their security measures last night. The game went off flawlessly. I love the USA chants that followed up the moment of silence that was not carried on the broadcast yesterday, mysteriously. I would think after a terror attack, it would be natural, just for broadcasting perspective, not news perspective.
It is well, let's now listen. 10:51 on the East Coast. And guess what? That means Brian Kilmeade joins us. We're lucky. Oh, boy. Brian, greetings to you and your listeners. I want to get to this. Months ago, FBI Director Christopher Wray voiced his concern about ISIS ties to human smuggling networks at the southern border. Listen to this.
Blinking red lights analogy about 9/11. All the lights were blinking red before 9/11. Apparently, obviously, all of us missed it. Would you say that there's multiple blinking red lights out there?
I see blinking lights everywhere I turn. We are very concerned about the risk of inspired attacks, lone actors here, inspired by some of those same calls for violence from over in the Middle East.
Boy, did he call it. That was back in March. Clearly, there have been warning signs, Brian. Should we have been on perhaps more heightened alert?
Actually, does it matter? I mean, obviously, New Orleans is not investing in their infrastructure. They got this historic city. It's definitely going to be one of those targets. You know, you look at New York, you look at Chicago, they responded. Evidently, these security firms came through. In New York's case, they didn't need it. They have people like Ray Kelly and Bratton who are doing their own thing. Mm. And it was very effective. And if you walk down 7th Avenue, you can see the bollards sitting up there and preventing you from getting run over at the Hard Rock or in front of Good Morning America. They've really done a really good job. I'm not saying they're perfect, but they're always forward thinking. But you look at New Orleans. I mean, they had these things that wouldn't come out of the ground because people threw beads down there. It was founded. They made it in 2017. By 2019, they're stuck. They got a company they hired to recommend security improvements. They said, fix those things. 5 years later, they said, yeah, we'll do it in time for the Super Bowl. So you could have all the warnings in the world, but you still have a guy in Texas who decides to get a pickup truck and decides to make it a weapon and use some of his army training to start shooting as many people as possible. So that's going to happen. The question is, what are you doing to harden the target? And in the case of New Orleans, ineptness with the police, ineptness with the mayor, especially the previous mayor, Landrieu, was real strong. This woman's been mired in scandal from the day she took over, spending the city money, going to climate change conferences over in Europe. So this, you can't teach competence.
No, you can't. And even if you could, I'm not sure it would be well received. Yeah. I want to move on to this one, Brian. Donald Trump apparently is going to hold a victory rally at Capital One Arena in Washington the day before his inauguration. I think there is definitely a feeling of optimism with the new administration coming in. And I have a feeling that this victory party will clearly show that. What say you?
I do think so. And I think he's going to have this huge, even though he's not talking about it now. He's done two things that are very interesting.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk about the wall, although he's building it. And he doesn't talk about the size of the crowd, although it's going to be enormous. And even though he wants both things done, I think he's learned from it. The more attention you bring to it, the more time your enemies have to take something that you want. So he doesn't bring attention to it. And I think that, you know, he saw at MSG, that was 99% great. 1% was ill-advised. I think this will be perfect. And I think he'll give people one more chance to be on the same team. My hope is he'll take the themes that he's probably building in his inaugural speech and kind of try it out in a micro version there of all supporters. And I think it'll be great. I think it'll be good to see. And also, maybe we'll get a few cabinet secretaries confirmed by then.
Who knows? 30 seconds, Brian, very quickly. Are we seeing a more, shall I say, finessed Donald Trump on this second term?
Yeah. I mean, the first time there's multiple things gone wrong or somebody screws up, there'll be a test of his temper. But I'm seeing another gear with the president, for the next president, and he's showing it. And I think we're going to see a lot of secretaries take some of the fire and introduce the programs and let Trump step back and let them do their job. Because he took everything. He was his own press secretary for a while, remember. Now I think he's going to let people do their job and kind of enjoy it and see the big picture.
Well, I look forward to that. Brian Kilmeade, Happy New Year to you and your listeners. Thanks, Brian.
Back at you and your viewers. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it. 1-866-408-7669. And that's what I've been discussing a little with Governor Sununu in an earlier hour, as well as others, that the President Trump is very different now. Number one, I'm not liking it because he's a little harder. He's much harder to interview now. We used to have make a request and we'd probably get it pretty quick unless there was something going on with his travel. Now that's not happening. Teresa, you're in Oklahoma. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Brian. You asked this morning why Joe Biden was questioning the white supremacy act threat in Tulsa, Oklahoma when he came in June. I'll tell you why. He came to Tulsa, Oklahoma to stir racial division in Oklahoma, just like he has across this whole entire country. And he obviously did not read the room before he came here. That was our 100-year anniversary of the race riot, and he only came here to make matters worse.
That's the burning up Black Wall Street.
Soon enough that this man gets out of office.
I know. It's unbelievable. You would think that he'd be that tough with his enemies. He was tough with Republicans. He was never tough with his enemies. He was never tough on Putin. He would never speak like this way to others. He would never rattle the cages of disrespectful allies. But he was really tough talking about Republicans. And he was convinced that America is a land based on racism that might even be stolen, if you ask him. And what he used to talk about is how diverse his cabinet was, not how good they were or how competent they was. Look at the diversity. Yeah, I got a man with a mustache in a dress stealing luggage. That's diverse. I never thought it was possible to nominate somebody like that. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.